get on your feet stand for the Man of Mustache mascot, Rocky! Now let's introduce tonight's team of the night, brought to you by Kirkatec. Tonight we have the Mighty Hands Woodpeckers.
My name's Owen, and I play with... My name is
Zai, and I play pitcher.
My name is Megan, and I play pitcher.
My name is Justin, and I play catcher.
My name's Bryson, and I play right.
My name is Ian, and I play center.
My name's Ian, I play catcher.
My name's Leo, I play second.
My name is Gina, I play left.
It's going to be a hot one out there on the Midwest 19 meteorologist Anthony Branson. I've got your game cast for you. Let's go ahead and check it out. First pitch is coming up 102 degrees out there. So scorching out there at the ballpark. As we go to the 7th inning, things will cool down a little bit, but still mid-90s, 90 degrees by the final out. I hear there's 25-cent water at concession stand, so make sure you stay hydrated. Go Rockouts. It's time now for the Miller Reporter Telegram, delivery of the game. Here's Rocky to deliver tonight's official game ball for our ceremonial first pair. And here to do the honors tonight, we have Kirk Johnson from Comico Phillips. Brought to you by Intel Weed Control. Behind home plate, Ragtime Krauss. Third base umpire, Pete Hawkington. And third base umpire, Trevor Gattiger.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
It may sound a little bit odd to talk and just mention the name of hockey on a 104-degree evening here in West Texas, but this time of year, of course, they are playing for the Stanley Cup, so it's hockey terminology, just a quick one. The Rockhounds, a little home-cooking hat trick. They have won three in a row, have the Hounds, since dropping the first game of this series with the Springfield Cardinals. So the Cardinals will win on Tuesday. The Rockhounds last night winning 5-3, and they have now taken three out of four in this series. In last night's ballgame, Rockhounds with an early 2-0 lead. Cardinals came back. They scored three to take a 3-2 advantage. The Rockhounds, in my terminology, kind of Frankensteined some runs together. And a three-run sixth inning was the difference. Max Schumann led it off with a base on balls. Chase Calabrese followed with a single. Then Jordan Diaz and J.J. Schwarz back-to-back RBI singles. A wild pitch allowed the third run of that inning to score. So from that point on, the Rockhounds bullpen, and boy, you really have to tip your cap, Zach Plunkett, and then the Alpharetta-Georgia combination of Chase Cohen and Bryce Connolly closed the door, and they were just outstanding down the stretch. They retired 13 of the last 14 Springfield hitters in that ball game. So the Rockhounds with the victory by the final score of 5-3. This evening, not only Texas League baseball, but it is Copa celebration night as the Matamoscas de Modesto about to take the diamond against the Cardinales de Springfield. So it is Copa night here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. The pitching matchup, Connor Lund makes his return after a couple of weeks away. He has been on the injured list. Connor is a top 30 prospect in the Cardinals organization, and he will return to the mound this evening. We'll see how far he will go in this game. And Matt Milburn will get the start for the Rockhounds, the Matamoscas. Matt is 3-3 with a 6.25 earned run average. Connor Lund, 2-3 with a 4.70 ERA. As mentioned, it is hot as the dickens. It is triple digits, about 104, and so it's going to be a warm, warm evening. Bright sunlight here, obviously, at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Teams have taken the diamond, and we're going to take you downstairs for the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Just ahead of baseball here in West Texas, a little bit of breeze blowing tonight. The breeze will be at least a little bit of a factor. By West Texas standards, not all that strong, about 13 miles per hour. And well, as we've mentioned, it's going to be triple digits. So when does summer start? Like a couple of weeks from now, right, or 10 days from now, and my goodness, we're already at 104. The Rockhounds come into this ballgame 26-29, trying to navigate their way back to 500. They are only three games behind San Antonio in the South, and we'll touch on that a little bit. For the Cardinals, they are 21-34 on the season, and of course still with an opportunity to split this road series with tonight and tomorrow afternoon still to be played. Matt Milburn has baseball in hand, and he will throw the first pitch of Saturday Night Baseball right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Mason Wynn, outstanding young prospect for the Cardinals, gets set to lead it off. Matt Milburn's final warm-up toss. Throw goes through. Goes through indeed all the way to center field. I don't know if that's a good omen or not. As we get set to get this going, it'll be Mason Wynn, the shortstop, will lead it off. Right-handed hitter. Justin Turner waiting on deck. He is the center fielder. Turner will bat number two. And Nick Dunn, the second baseman, will complete the leadoff trio here in the top half of the first inning. Matt Milburn making his 10th appearance, his 6th as a starter. He is ready to go. Here's the tide wind, and let's play some baseball. First pitch is a high strike on the outside half. 0-1 to Mason Wynn. 267 average. He's not been with the Springfield Cardinals all that long. Just his 16th game, moving up the ladder. Takes down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. A couple of home runs and 5 driven in. Guy with just a sensational arm. Really a classic two-way player. Pitch to the outside edge is wide from Matt. The count goes 2-1 to win. Moises Gomez will bat cleanup. He's the left fielder. Maybe one of the top power hitters, certainly in all of minor league baseball, much less this, the Texas League. 2-1 pitch, ground ball, sharply hit. Down the line, a diving stop by Brad Harris. Gets up and throws to the get him up safe. Wynn runs really well. What a play by Brett Harris, diving into foul territory. He backhanded that ball, got up and threw it. But Mason Wynn runs really well, and if he didn't, that would have been an out. But, man, that was an extra base hit, absolutely pilfered by the third baseman, Brett Harris. Brilliant stop. So in the scorebook, that'll look like an infield single. But, man, that was a one-hop rocket down the line. So Wynn is on base. Here's Justin Turner, left-handed hitting center fielder. Check swing, that's a strike, 0-1. Rest of the order, Chandler Redmond, the designated hitter, will bat fifth. Chandler Redmond, the DH. Pedro Páez, the catcher, batting sixth. Páez behind the dish. Turner waits on the left side. Wynn, a solid lead at first. Looking to bunt, and instead taking a strike is Turner, and the count is 0-2. Malcolm Nunez is the first baseman batting seventh. Nunez at first base. Delvin Perez is the third baseman batting eighth. Perez at third. And Jonah Davis rounds it out. He bats ninth and plays the ninth spot. Jonah Davis in right field. Throw to first, and my goodness, that was close. Ball gloved by William Simonite at first base. Matt Milburn, he turned and threw to first base. That was not a calling card. He was serious. And Wynn just got back. Matt leans in, has the sign. 0-2 to Turner. Wynn with the lead. The pitch swung on and pop foul straight back out of play. Count stays 0-2. So Wynn, Turner, and Dunn up top. Gomez, Redmond, and Páez in the middle. And Nunez, Perez, and Davis rounded out for the Cardinals. Double-A affiliate, of course, of the St. Louis Cardinals. Both parent clubs got wins today in the big leagues. 0-2 pitch. Down and in for a ball, and the count is 1-2. Turner at 234, and like Mason Wynn, not a lot of games, playing in his 16th game with the Double-A Cardinals. Moise enjoyed his stay in West Texas. He's 5-for-14. That's a small sample size, but that's 357. Takes up high, and a runner goes, and the throw down is second, and he's going to be easily out as Logan Davidson covers the bag. And that was interesting. That ball, I think, have to watch here. J.J. Schwartz has shaken his right hand. He made the throw, though, and out at second base is Mason Wynn, caught stealing 2-6 with Logan Davidson covering the bag. So it's a 2-2 count. Base is now empty with one man down. The 2-2 pitch from Milburn is down and in. Count goes full now, 3-2, so 0-2 to Turner is now a full count. So what might have been a leadoff double for Mason Wynn, he is now off the base path. 3-2, hard hit ball at first, and that's going to be handled by Simonite. Boy, I mean, two just laser shots down each line. That will go three unassisted again. That looks easy in the book. That ball was tattooed. So Wynn was robbed of a double and then thrown out trying to steal. And Turner laced that ball near the first base line. And I should have been paying a little more attention to see where J.J. was initially setting up. First, or Simonite, rather, the first baseman. Pitches high to Nick Dunn. 1-0 to the second baseman. William Simonite playing first base and had to have been somewhat shading the line, as he is here against another left-handed hitter in Nick Dunn. Swinging a foul back, count squares at 1-1. Nick Dunn, a .240 hitter, couple of home runs and 13 driven in. He's had a very solid series, 4-for-12. This is the fifth of a six-game set between the clubs. One ball, one strike, Milburn's pitch. Fastball, foul back. Fastball about as hard as Matt Milburn would throw. Of course, I guess pretty much everybody can, from time to time, just put a little extra on it. But that was 92 miles an hour and down in the zone, which is critical for Matt. One ball and two strikes. That full tight wind. Backdoor pitch missed outside for a ball. And it's 2-2 to Dunn with Moises Gomez on deck. And with that, because it becomes a big batter. You'd rather not face Moises at all. But certainly not with men on base. He is having an outstanding year. The delivery swung on a line into right field. That's a base hit. Well, there are two down in the inning. One of those on a caught stealing, but each of the first three batters has hit the ball very sharply. A couple of base hits, one on and two out. Here is Moises Gomez. Well, he's hitting .319. He has 20 home runs. He has 46 driven in. And as MLB's pipeline noted, this guy may be the top power hitter in all of minor league baseball to start the year. Takes a good off-speed pitch to the outside corner, and the count is 0-1. Right-handed hitter is Moises. Former Tampa Bay farmhand. Big, strong right-handed hitter. 0-1 count. Pitch from Matt is inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Moises Gomez goes in at 6 feet, 230 pounds. He's a Venezuelan native. Right-handed hitter waits. Fairly short lead at first for Dunn. The pitch well low and outside. And the count goes two balls and one strike. For Matt Milburn, 40 and a third innings coming in. 50 base hits allowed. 14 walks and 28 strikeouts. Not a high-volume strikeout guy. Pitch swung on and missed. Of course, the minute you say that, he'll come up with a strike, and he does there with a good cutter or slider away. And Gomez chased a bit. Two balls and two strikes. Bright sunlight, rather. So the shadow again, as it was last night, very distinct. If you're watching on MLB TV, you see what I'm talking about. The shadow a little past halfway out to the mound. Home plate in the shadows. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with an off-speed pitch off the outside corner. So, Matt Milburn, the minute you say he doesn't strike many guys out, of course, he will record a strikeout, which he does. Springfield hit the dickens out of the ball in that inning, but nothing to show for it. The caught stealing contributing to that. Happening complete, and first time around, but it's car wash score. The Cardinals, nothing. And against right-hander Connor Lund, making his return from the IL, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300-meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300-meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Last of the first inning, and Max Schumann stepping toward home plate. Face right-hander Connor Lund, L-U-N-N, Connor's last name. Max, right-handed hitter, gets set to lead it off. Moves back to center field for this game. Played shortstop last night. Playing basically outfield, second, and a little bit of short. Right-handed hitter at 333. Here's Connor Lund getting back to it after a stint on the IL and hits the outside corner with a breaking pitch for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Brett Harris waiting on deck. Rockhounds third baseman, the 0-1 pitch sails up and in with a fastball. And a count of ball and a strike. Logan Davidson bats third. He's the shortstop. Davidson at third will be the third man up here in the bottom of the first. A big swing and a miss. Max comes up empty. Another good fastball at 92, and it's one ball and two strikes to the right-handed hitter. Max, is he? Well, I'm sure he would step out at almost every pitch. That always was his regimen a year ago. You can only do it once now, of course, with the new rules. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch, and that is fouled straight back. Count stays a ball and two strikes. Middle of the order, J.J. Schwarz will be the catcher. J.J. batting cleanup. Kyle McCann, the designated hitter, batting fifth. Kyle McCann is the DH for the Hounds in this Saturday night, game five of the set. 1-2 pitch, stays high for a ball, and it's 2-2. Marty Bikina has had a terrific series, six ribbies in his last two games. Marty will bat sixth at second base. Shane Selman batting seventh. He's the right fielder, Selman and right. 2-2 to Max, lifted high in the sky to straightaway center field. Turner is there, shielding his eyes, and he's, well, that's textbook, and he makes the catch. Man, you want to teach a little leaguer how to catch a high fly ball in a perfectly crystal blue sky and sun shining at you. Justin Turner just provided a clinic. One man down, here's Brett Harris. William Simonite, the first baseman, will bat eighth for the Hounds. Simonite at first base, and Chase Calabrese rounds it out in left field. Chase batting ninth in left. Connor Lund, big right-hander, delivers, and fastball strike outside half, 0-1. Schumann, Harris, and Davidson up top. Schwarz, McCann, and Bikina in the middle. And Selman, Simonite, and Calabrese round it out. Here's the 0-1. Down and away for a ball. Count 1-1. Brett Harris, well, this has not happened very much, but he was hitless last night. Brett has hit in 10 of 12 games as a member of the Rockhounds. He takes a backup pitch that got there, called strike 1-2. Even with the over, and of course, remember, it's 12 games, so his average is going to bounce around one way or the other for a while. Yet the 1-2 pitch, ground ball, third base side, and that is going to be snagged beautifully by Perez. Sets up, throws, he's got a great arm, and throws him out. Boy, well, Brett Harris made a brilliant play in the top of the first inning, and Delvin Perez makes a beauty here. Third baseman moving quickly to his left. Cardinals have some guys who may be playing position baseball. They are infielders, talking here about shortstop Mason Wynn, Delvin Perez, who is at third base in this game. Just tremendous throwing arms. Now Logan Davidson. Lund's first pitch, fastball away for ball one, 1-0. And nobody on and two men down here in the last of the first inning. Boy, we have already seen a couple of really good defensive plays. Logan batting from the left side. Takes down in and dribbles back to the screen. Two balls, no strikes. Logan had last night off, hitting .249. Seven home runs, 28 driven in. 2-for-12 in this series with the Cardinals. Swings and lines one to center field. A base hit. Boy, that's that. Just that swing. Logan Davidson, just that really nice line drive swing. Got a 2-0 pitch and just lashed it into center field. Base hit. Logan kind of trying to bust out of a little, you know, so many ups and downs, of course, but he's just 3 for his last 23 coming in. But, man, that was a good, solid line drive swing. Here's J.J. Schwarz now, the catcher. AJ had 314 in 13 games. Straight away in the right-hand box, one man on and two man down. Bottom of the first, no score. Takes a strike down the middle. There's the right-handed hitting catcher. And the count 0-1. Connor Lund making his eighth start of the season for Springfield. Again, the last couple of weeks been on the IL. No designation indicated. I do understand it was nothing all that major, which, of course, is good. Breaking pitch, boy, that got there. Backup delivery called strike two. Kyle Leahy threw a bunch of those last night. That pitch that starts right at your, basically looks like it's thrown behind you and busts in over the inside edge. 0-2 with a man on and two men down. Lund's pitch, J.J. takes just high. Count is 1-2. Kyle McCann waiting on deck for the Hounds. J.J., catcher, can play some first base. He's behind the dish in this game. Turning up. Wait, hard throw to first base. Malcolm Nunez gloved that, but, man, that was a strong throw. He threw him a fastball going to first base. Almost looked like it surprised Malcolm a little bit. That's probably just perception. 1-2 pitch, and he got him again. Gorgeous backup pitch. Just got over the inside corner. So for the Rockhounds, it's no runs on a base hit, no errors. There's one man left on base. No, it is Saturday night baseball. Texas League style. Fireworks night if you're in the neighborhood, by the way. Not at all too late to come out and join us. After one, Hounds and the Cardinals, no score.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Top half of the second inning, and to lead it off is Chandler Redmond. He is the designated hitter rather tonight. First baseman largely by trade. And Matt Milburn winds in the first pitch of the inning. Will trail down and away for ball one, a ball and no strikes. Chandler Redmond, Pedro Páez, and Malcolm Nunez to face the Rockhounds right-hander. Matt, the native Texan, delivers this ball hit high in the air to right field. Drifting back is Selman. Boy, if that ball is pulled just a little more, that might have done damage. It's a fly ball to straightaway right field. Hauled in by Selman, one man down for Pedro Páez. For those on MILB TV who may have not been to this ballpark before, right field is where the home bullpen is located. The bullpen sits in front of the high outfield wall. And that makes for an inviting short porch. Páez takes down and away for a ball. Pedro at 244, has 6 home runs and 28 driven in. Right-handed hitter. And it's only 323 down the line. And basically that entire bullpen, very, very reachable. Pitches outside for a ball in a 2-0 count now to Páez. Pedro with some power. He has 6 home runs, 28 driven in. Wind by Milburn, 2-0 pitch, and that ball sharply hit to short, and Davidson is right there. Looks it into the glove, throw to first for the out, two men down in the second inning. The batter will be Malcolm Nunez. Nunez, the first baseman, he's a top 12 prospect in the Cardinals organization. Out of left-handed hitter, hitting just 212 on the season for the Cardinals, 5 home runs and 26 driven in. Another one of those guys, though, who has enjoyed his stay in West Texas. He's a fastball down to shoot, called strike. Actually, check me, not a fastball, but a strike, and it's 0-1. Malcolm is 6 for 13 in the series. And has 4 runs driven in, swings, and this is really chase one off the outside corner there, 0-2. Delvin Perez would be next here in the second inning. Bases empty, 2 men down. Milburn with the 0-2 pitch, and that's bounced foul. Malcolm way out in front of that pitch, but got just enough of it, fouls it away. And Milburn pitching for the Rockhounds in 2019, and of course 2020 wiped away. Split last year between the Hounds and got a chance to spend some time at AAA Las Vegas. Did not have the success that he wanted. Swinging a ground ball foul wide of first base. And count will stay 0-2. And that is one of those guys, I recall former league president Tom Kaiser is visiting with Matt, I think, in Amarillo before the opening of that ballpark, and Matt was the pitcher that night, 0-2 pitch, and that ball lined toward left field. On the run is Calabrini. He will have to play it on a hop. He tracks it down, turning for second is Nunez, and the throw will be cut off, and that is a double for Malcolm Nunez. That is a terrific at-bat. Nunez pulled that ball into the left field corner on an 0-2 pitch. He had fouled a couple away on 0-2 and then lined it into left field toward the corner. Third base hit for the Cardinals, and some hard hit baseballs early on. Runner in scoring position, 2 away now for Delvin Perez. Open stance, very active at the dish, takes down and away for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. But if you know Matt Milburn at all, first of all, just one of the easiest people you ever want to be around. And other side of that coin, he works about as hard as anybody does. Really can. He's a student of the game, which I really like. Here's a bouncer foul right down off his foot. 1 ball and 1 strike to Perez. Delvin at 226. A couple of home runs and 14 driven in. He's had a good series. He's 5 for 12 as a ribby. Guy just can flat fly. And another one of the guys we're talking about with the Cardinals infield that just has a cannon for an arm. The 1-1 pitch. Chopped toward third base. That'll be Brett Harris. And have to hurry just a little bit. Throw is on the money point. Didn't get him by much. Perez, true to form. He got down that line in a hurry, but he is out. So the 2-out double by Malcolm Nunez does no damage. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Another car wash score. Cardinals and Hounds scoreless.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Right-hander Connor Lund back to the mound. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. No score. Kyle McCann will lead it off. Then Marty McKenna, Shane Selman in the Rockhounds' second inning. Kyle at 256 has a little personal business going here that I'm sure he would like to keep going in this evening's ball game. Left-handed hitter stands in, 7 home runs, 22 driven in, did not hit his first home run of the season until May 7th. Takes a backdoor pitch just wide from Lund, one ball and no strikes. 22 runs batted in for Kyle McCann, where they really shade him to pull on the left side of the infield. Swings and misses as Lund jammed him a little bit with the fastball at 92. Second baseman, or the shortstop rather, Wynn, almost behind the bag, pretty much as close as you can come to doing so. The pitch is up and in, two balls and a strike to Kyle. The third baseman, Perez, playing pretty much at shortstop. So opposite way down the line, wide open if you can go that way. A bouncer foul and the count squares at two balls and two strikes. Connor Lund out of the University of Southern California. Drafted by the Cardinals in 2019 in the 11th round. Here's the 1-2. Bouncer foul. I believe the camp correct count, I think, is 2-2, but you know what? Yeah, it's Saturday, and you never know how much brain power I've got. I think it's 2-2. Oh, I got one right. It is 2-2. Scoreboard has 1-2, so correct count is two balls, two strikes. Delivery on the way. It doesn't matter. Swing and a miss. Kyle chased one up and out of the zone, so second strikeout, and in fact, second in a row for Connor.
Second baseman, Marty Pacino.
Teammate of the Cardinals, Lars Nootbaar at USC. Lars, of course, former Springfield Cardinal. He was looking at Connor Lund's career path, and he's not alone in this, as Marty Pacino takes a high strike, and it's 0-1. Marty, 306 overall. Had a huge night a couple of nights ago and homered in last night's game. Six ribbies in his last two. Here's the 0-1. Swings and pops one foul out of play. No balls and two strikes. After being drafted out of USC, Connor had an outstanding season as a college guy pitching in the short season at the time, the New York Penn League, which is no longer around. Well, that's sad. 0-2 pitches up and in for a ball. So you would expect him to have good success. He would have been certainly no graybeard by any stretch, don't get me wrong, but one of the older players in the league. But he did exactly what would have been expected of him. The pitch was just low and away, and he wanted that. But at a sub-2 ERA in 12 games, they were all in relief. And just really good numbers right across the board. He has excellent command. Here's the 2-2. Outside for the ball, of course, you know, you say he's got great command and he misses the plate by a foot. 3-2 the count. 0-2 is now a full count. But you get off to a great start, and of course you're drafted. I mean, that's a life milestone there. Swinging that ball well, hit the center field, but Turner, I think, is going to get there. He will. Boy, Marty teed off. Line drive, center field. Turner handles. Two man down in the second inning. The batter is Shane Selman. Being drafted, you know, you say 11th round, and that's maybe not a glamour round, but it sure isn't too bad. I've never been able to try to figure out how many players are eligible to be drafted. I mean, it's a lot. The 11th round is, in a lot of ways, rarefied air. Pitch up and away for a ball, it's one ball, no strikes. High schools, community colleges, JCs, D1, D2, just so many guys out there. The 1-0 pitch. Outside corner, called strike to Shane, one ball, one strike. Selman at 210. Shane with six home runs and 19 driven in. So to be drafted is an accomplishment, and obviously that's a great thrill for any player. Here's the 1-1. That ball hit high in the air to right field. Shielding his eyes is Jonah Davis. Drips in. He's got it, and the inning is over. We'll conclude the thought. I don't know if that might be it for Connor Lund. There's activity in the bullpen behind him. So the Hounds go in order. And after two innings complete, our Village Car Wash score the ball game. Rockhounds nothing, and the Springfield Cardinals nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
You know, there are times when you think, hey, this this nice Saturday ball game, everything's doing just fine. Andrew Buckbinder and I, the voice of the Cardinals, were both just thrown a curveball. There was a lineup change, and the Cardinals did not alert anybody up here in the press box. So we are going to piece things together, and if you are a family member, friend, or you absolutely know who you're following, and if I am misidentifying, we will get this thing here pieced together. This will be Jonah Davis, and he is the right fielder. But there are a couple of changes. In fact, it was Gomez, I think, who was lifted, which I actually should have noticed did not. Here is Jonah Davis, and he takes outside for ball one. So, lineup card with all the X's and O's and the numbers and all of that, and a large part of it is absolutely useless right now. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Happens every once in a while. There's a called strike. It's 1-1. So we will just take this one at a time. Wynn and Turner are the next two. They are the top of the order. Here's a line drive, and that's foul line just past a diving William Simonite. Boy, he almost came up with that ball. That would have been just stunning. I realize he did not make the catch, but wow. A line drive, great reaction by Simo at first base. Now we've got all sorts of guys bumped around in the lineup, so we'll piece it back together. Happens sometimes. Communication, of course, is not always the finest of arts. There's a ground ball, and this will be handled by Simonite. Pitcher to cover, underhands to Milburn. Oh, hi! Boy, Matt just got there. He had to jump to make the catch. Came down on the bag just in time, and Davis is retired. So one man down. Mason Wynn is the leadoff man. He is the shortstop, and Justin Turner is in center field on deck, and Nick Dunn is the second baseman batting third from there. And you got a couple of changes. By the end of this night, my scorecard will look like something you see late night on the Weather Channel. Called strike to Mason Wynn. Got himself a base hit his first time up. It would have been extras, but Brett Harris made a brilliant diving catch, a stop down the line. Swings and sends one foul wide at third. And the count, no balls and two strikes to Mason. I was so impressed reading through Moises Gomez a little bit more about his background that they took him out of the ballgame. Thank you very much. Did not make the start tonight, so late changes. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. That Milburn's second strike out of the ballgame comes at the expense of Mason Wynn. And it's two down here in the third inning. No score. And Justin Turner will be the batter. He is the center fielder. The number nine guy in the top three are all, we got those right from there. Cardinals made some changes. A swing and a foul tip right at the plate, 0-1. Justin Turner is 0-1 in the game, but it doesn't mean he didn't hit the dickens out of it. He sent a one-hop laser that was gloved by William Simonite for a three unassisted play. Pitch has a high strike, quickly 0-2. So Justin now 5-for-15 in the series. Has a double, couple of runs driven in. And he's reached base four times on walks in the series. He swings and misses here. Matt Milburn, back-to-back strikeouts here in the third. So for the first time in the game, the Cardinals will go in order. And we will go to the bottom half of the third inning. Village Car Wash score. Hounds and Cardinals are scoreless.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now two.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Well, MILB TV won't, of course, show it to you, but I glanced next door. Andrew through the glass to my left. Andrew Bucklander, a great friend and the voice of the Cardinals, and I don't know that I've ever seen two radio guys scribbling quite so much as I did the two of us between innings, because our lineup cards, of course, are largely wrong. So as the Cardinals come back up in the fourth inning, we'll think that'll get to the section of the order that has the changes, but. You know, Major League Baseball, they got 19 people who monitor such things, and you never really have that kind of a communication breakdown. But in the minor leagues, the communication doesn't always reach where it should. And the Cardinals had a couple of lineup changes with Moises Gomez coming out. Matt Kupierniak was added to the lineup late, but we don't always get that information quite as quickly as we should, if at all. That's just one of those cases here tonight. It happens. William Simonide leads it off, then Chase Calabuigan back to the top of the order for Max Schumann. No score in the bottom half of the third inning. A little Hilliard IT Solutions trivia coming up. You just heard from our great friends at Hilliard. Here's Simonide now. First pitch to Simo, and as we said, kind of expected the two innings was going to be it for Connor Lund, and that will be the case. And coming back off the IL after a couple of weeks, ground ball sharply hit at second, but that'll be easily handled by Dunn, forgive me, throw to first base by Nick, and it's one man down. So, a couple innings, but again, Connor Lund is back, and of course, that's the good news. Left-hander Garrett Williams will replace him. Here in the last half of the third scoreless game, so rather obviously Garrett instantly becomes the pitcher of record. Couple of innings for Connor Lund. No runs on a hit. Couple of strikeouts. Chase Calabuig, the batter, 283 for the left-handed hitter. Lefty-lefty matchup, takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Garrett Williams makes his eighth appearance. And his fourth out of the bullpen, 0-1 with a 4.71 ERA. Chase swings and fouls one back. Count squares at a ball and a strike. Don't quite know how Garrett has a near 5 ERA, 4.71. His numbers across the board are outstanding. One ball, one strike. The left-hander delivers. Bends one over the inside corner. Good backup pitch, 1-2. He's given up only 13 hits in 21 innings. Walking 10, striking out 31. 1.10 whip, opposition hitting just 176 against him, and a 4.71 ERA. Man, sometimes baseball just ain't fair. Those numbers just sound wrong. Backs one up, but that misses inside. Two balls and two strikes. Garrett, 6'2", 215, and it's a Rule 5 choice by the Cardinals a couple of years ago, actually during the following the pandemic season. A swing and a miss, and boy, Chase really went after one down and away. He is out on strike, so Garrett Williams with his first strikeout, two up and two down. And he is from Lubbock, is Garrett. A pretty good guess. He might have some folks here in the stands to watch. Gets the first two batters he faces, and now here's Max Schumann. Flew out to center field his first time up. Max at 333 with six home runs and 31 runs driven in. Here it's pitch. Back door got there at the knees. Called strike. Pitch just nipped that outside corner.
You're 27 years of age. Left-hander delivers, fires wee high and away, and the count goes one ball and one strike. And no score, bases empty, two men down. Cardinals almost got something going in that first inning. Hit the ball hard, they had a caught stealing that kind of took the wheels off the wagon. Pitch outside for a ball, two balls and one strike. Brett Harris would be next here in the Rockhounds' third inning. Mentioned a bit ago, it is fireworks night. Still time to come out and join us. Have a really good crowd going here tonight. Pitch down and in. Three balls, one strike. So Max Schumann here, right-handed hitter, and very, very good foot speed, terrific base dealer. And we'll touch on that over the course of this game. He actually was credited briefly last night. Backdoor pitch. Boy, called strike. Just got there. Thought he might have had a walk. That's twice, though, that Garrett Williams has just wrapped that breaking pitch right on the outside corner. 3-2. Max is, once again, he's 16 out of 19 on the base paths. Last night, caught stealing change to an out advancing, which you don't see all that often. 3-2 pitch. Backdoor got him. Well, that same pitch, and Max really thought that was wide, and he will bark a little bit. Well, Garrett Williams with back-to-back backdoor pitches and just caught Max looking. So a couple of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen to the left-hander, Garrett Williams. I'm going to give you a quick game summary. Not a lot on the board at this point in time. We are through the first three innings of this ball game, and our Village Car Wash score, the Hounds and the Cardinals, are scoreless.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
And after three, it is goose eggs. Rockhounds nothing, Springfield nothing. Cardinals no runs on three hits. Rockhounds no runs on one base hit. The game errorless, and boy, a couple of really good plays. Each ball club with at least one very nice defensive effort early on. Hounds have left one man on. The Cardinals two plus a caught stealing. First pitch, top half of the fourth inning from Matt Milburn. Drops down low. This is Nick Dunn. And from here, now we'll get the changes for you. Pedro Páez waits on deck. Here's the 1-0. Drops down low for a ball. Ball two. So Páez is the catcher batting cleanup. It was Moises Gomez who was removed from the lineup. And then Chandler Redmond, and we had him in the right spot. He is the DH batting fifth. Pitch called strike at the knees, 2-1. Nick Dunn is the number three hitter in the order, singled sharply to right field in the first inning. Game five of this six-game series. Teams wrap it up tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Pitch fouled back, woo, over toward the, just past the Springfield dugout, third base side, 2-2. Cardinals will be home next week at Hammonds Field, hosting the Corpus Christi Hooks. Head of a four. Love that ballpark. Two balls, two strikes. Tight wind by Milburn. Pitch, bounce toward first base. In between hop. Going to be handled on the edge of the grass by Simonite. Underhands to Matt Milburn. And for the second time in this game, they collaborate on that. One man down. So here is Pedro Páez, who struck out his first time. Páez is now the batter. Then Chandler Redmond on deck. Malcolm Nunez is sixth in the order at first base. And again, the
man out is Moises Gomez. Matt Kupierniak replaces him, batting seventh and playing left field. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball and a strike. And if you followed all of that, well, you're probably smarter than I am anyway, but doubly so. Nobody on, one man down, top of the fourth inning. Milburn, pitch down the middle, but low, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Pedro Páez out of Maracay, Venezuela. 6'1", about 235 pounds, takes right down the middle, called strike, and it's 2-1. First four games of this series, each team has had a really impressive offensive game, then a couple of very close games. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. A good slider away. Count goes two balls, two strikes. Cardinals won 7-3 opening night, banging out 20 base hits, almost all of them singles, 18 of them. So 90% singles, but 20 base hits. A wide to the 2-2 by Milburn. Check swing, did he go? And nope, did not. Count is 3-2, full count. Nobody on, one man down. Páez, right-handed hitter. Hounds won by a 4-2 count on Wednesday and then busted loose 15-4 in the third game of the set. Rolls one foul off the end of the bat, does Páez. Just got a piece of it. So the count stays full, three balls and two strikes. And the Rockhounds winning last night by a 5-3 score. And again, the last few innings, bullpen outstanding. 3-2, just high ball four. Matt looked like he might have lost a little bit of footing just on that push-off. So Páez is on base, and here is Chandler Redmond, who flew out to deep right field his first time up.
Now batting number 34, Chandler Redmond.
And actually, straightaway right field, but again, when you take into account that inviting short porch in right field, had he pulled it a little bit more, it would have at least quickened some pulses. Don't know if it would have gotten out, but would have flirted with it. Redmond swings, pops one foul, out of play over the roof on the left side, 0-1 the count. Ball game in the top half of the fourth and no score. We'll double check it again shortly, but the two division leaders in the South, San Antonio and Frisco, off the fast starts tonight. Swinging a pop foul out of play, it's 0-2. Including tonight, there are 14 games left in the half. That is, it's an annual stunner how fast you get to that halfway point. San Antonio leads Frisco by percentage points, and percentage points will factor in, one would think. Certainly could. Here's the 0-2. Down and in. They will ask. No, did not go. Probably not going to get that appeal very often. The third base umpire, in this case, between the pitcher and the second baseman. So his angle not much different than that of the home plate umpire. One ball, two strikes to count. And I will remind myself to properly introduce those gentlemen shortly. I owe them one. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch, and that is inside, ball two, 2-2. San Antonio had two games canceled, and they were canceled with Tulsa, and Tulsa is now 2.5 behind Wichita in the north. They were canceled due to COVID concerns. 2-2, fouled back, still a 2-2 count. So right now, San Antonio and Frisco are in a flat-footed tie when you look at games behind the leader, or excuse me, San Antonio, I'm sorry, with a one-game lead. But even when they are tied in terms of games behind the leader, San Antonio will have a better winning percentage having played two fewer games. 2-2, up high, ball three. So Matt going to deep now in the count. On all three batters he has faced here in the third, he went 2-2, or in the fourth, excuse me, he went 2-2 to Nick Dunn. And has gone full to Moises, or to Pedro Páez, and to Chandler Redmond. And the pitch, when Redmond took that pitch just off the outside corner, he looked convinced it was a ball, and he's right. So now, here is Malcolm Nunez.
Now batting number 48, Malcolm Nunez.
Nunez bounced a shortstop his first time up. Malcolm, right-handed hitter. 2-1 with one man down, both on bases on balls. Milburn's pitch on the outside corner called strike in the knees. It's 0-1. In the North Division, Wichita leading Tulsa by 2.5, although the wind surge trailing early. You know, the two division leaders coming off very slow starts to the year, and boy, have they played well since. A swing and a miss. An off-speed pitch away. Count is 0-2 to Nunez. Now, Wichita, and by the slightest of margins, San Antonio, the division leaders, with 14 to go. Hounds will be at Frisco next week, so it will certainly have something to say about who wins the South. 0-2 pitch up and in. Did it hit him? I do believe it did. The ball got loose, or did it? And I believe, boy, they're going to say, no, that ball hit the bat. And this will be argued. That is, I believe, going to be called a ball in play. But the umpires are going to talk about this. The pitch to Nunez, up and in. Nunez thought it hit his hand. Ty Krause, the home plate umpire, called it in play. And the runners moving up, it will be perhaps a 1-6-3 double play. But that remains to be seen. It was an 0-2 pitch up and in, so the Cardinals anxious to see. And boy, the umpires are talking this one over a lot. Jose LaHare is standing hands on hips waiting for the adjudication. Boy, they're talking about this a lot, so this is interesting. And the longer they discuss it, I think the more likely it is that it's going to be maybe a hit by pitch. That can be such a fine line, and Nunez is pointing to his hand and saying, hey, I got a mark on my hand where that hit me. And nope, they're going to call it in play. And Jose LaHare is going to argue this. He's going to show the hand. It's going to be a Diamondback Energy double play. And Jose LaHare is going to argue this. Cannot blame him, but that will be an unusual, and I mean a very unusual double play. It turns into a check swing, which then turns into the inning-ending double play, and they are still discussing that, as you can certainly understand. But I don't think it's going to be changed, so we are in the middle of the fourth inning. Well, the Cardinals, boy, the discussion goes on. But the inning is over to the bottom of the fourth. Village Car Wash score, Hounds and Cardinals, 0-0.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see what total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, the discussion just now ending. The inning will officially come to an end on a 2-6-3 double play. That alone will tell you it was unusual. The difference between a check swing and being hit by a pitch can sometimes be a very, very slight margin. That was certainly the case there. But it will be a 2-6-3 double play. The umpiring crew talked about that for a long time. By the way, our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia for you. This is kind of a cool one. It's got a little tie-in to it. On this date, 1985, he did something no one had ever done before. Pretty remarkable stuff. Became the first batter to hit two home runs in the first inning of a game. Two home runs in the first inning. He hit a leadoff home run and a grand slam, all in the course of the first inning. The Phillies beat the Mets on this date those years ago and beat them up 26-7. And 20 years later, he managed the Rockhounds to the first outright Texas League championship in our franchise's history. I'll tell you who he is shortly. So we'll go to the fourth inning, and here's Brett Harris. Logan Davidson and J.J. Schwarz to follow. Side of my lineup card that is actually still intact. And the change that we never got from the Cardinals. So the other side of the card is your basic mess. Pitch outside from left-hander Garrett Williams. Garrett, who went to Oklahoma State University. Left-hander in his second inning of work. Retired the side in order with a couple of strikeouts in the third. Big left-hander delivers and finds the outside corner. Snap point over the outside edge. One ball and one strike. Garrett originally drafted by the Giants in 2016. Seventh rounder out of Oklahoma State. 1-1 pitch. Well outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Minor league career. A 4.21 earned run average. Left-hander set. Brett Harris waits. Pitch right down the middle, called strike two and two. So Brett 0-for-1 in this one, although it took a marvelous play by the third baseman Perez. The stretch and the 2-2 by the lefty, a swing and a miss. Brett Harris out on strikes. So three strikeouts against four batters faced for Garrett Williams. Our umpiring crew tonight, boy, they have now had a lengthy discussion. Ty Krause from Glendale, Arizona is behind home plate. Pete Talkington from Bellevue, Nebraska is at first base. And our crew chief will get it right. Trevor Daniger from Maplewood, Missouri. I want to pause on that in a moment. Here's Logan. Davidson takes away for ball one, one ball, no strikes. I fully know that Trevor's first name is indeed Trevor. I guess I will blame this on jet lag. Here's the one ball, no strike pitch. Outside corner called strike at the knees. Again, and I just mentioned this in passing, but I had great opportunity to work with the A's for a couple of days in Atlanta this week, and so came back here on Thursday. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch. Oh, gorgeous backdoor pitch. That hook really snapping over the outside half of the plate. Williams has thrown two or three of those gorgeous pitches. The wake-up call was 4 o'clock. Our time here in Central, it was, I guess, 5 o'clock in Atlanta. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a miss. Davidson out. So Garrett Williams, and again, guy who's been around since 2016, knows how to pitch. Four strikeouts against five batters faced. Here's J.J. Schwarz. And, of course, to be honest with you, wasn't a whole lot of sleep after a little stint in Atlanta. So got here, got off the plane, and I knew I probably wasn't going to be able to do the ball game on the air because no chance to really prepare. But I did want to at least contribute and maybe get some lineup cards out and a roster, a couple of stats, whatever it was. And so one of the things I did was type the lineup card. Backdoor pitch, an off-speed delivery for a strike. 0-1 to J.J. Well, Garrett Williams really dialed in. And when I typed the umpires' names, I typed Tyler, not Trevor. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. 0-2. And that was finally we were told today, so obviously corrected it very quickly. And I think it was Trevor's wife, Emily, who heard or saw or noticed the 0-2 pitch high and away. So Emily, boy, well, I sent Trevor an email, and he very kindly responded and just wanted him to know that that's just because, apparently, my mind was still in baggage claim was the deal. Here's the 1-2. Fouled away. You know, I told Trevor, and it's really, really true. I mean, these guys, they put up with enough without the Rock Hounds radio guy getting your first name wrong. So Trevor Daniger, who is, by the way, our crew chief. Glad we found out. Glad you got my error corrected. Pitch, boy, that backdoor delivery just missed. 2-2 to J.J. Struck out looking his first time up. Umpiring crew will be heading for the Alamo City. They'll go to San Antonio after tomorrow afternoon's game. Here's the 2-2. Hard hit ball to third. Handled by Perez. Right into shoe tops. Sets up throws and got him at ease. And the inning is over. So Springfield pitching has been really good in this ball game. Just one base hit. And that came back in the first inning. And only one base runner through the first four innings of this game. So we played four at Momentum Bank Ballpark on our Village Car Wash score. Hounds and Cardinals, a scoreless tie.
A
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Matt Kuperniak, who was the late addition, he replaced Moises Gomez. He is the leadoff batter. Doubled his first time. Swings and rolls one. First pitch handled by third baseman Brett Harris. The throw, boy, and I mean just got it. Good hustle by Kuperniak. He's thrown out. One man down. You know, one pitch, one swing, one out here in the fifth inning. Here is Delvin Perez. He bounced to third baseman Brett Harris. His first time up. Delvin, right-handed hitter. And again, just blazing speed. A good arm. Woo! Swing and a miss, and the bat goes far. Wow, that went past the third baseman, Harris, shoulder high. Bill Perez, and of course, he will hear it from the crowd. You do that at home, and people just mutter. You do it on the road, of course, and you can hear it, so it's 0-1. Delvin walked into the dugout, not sure exactly what he's going to get. Yeah, I'm guessing he's going to get something sticky. Whatever it is, it's going to be sticky. The bat retreat. That bat flew onto the left field grass. That's not easy to do. You quite often see a bat toward a position player that he did. It went kind of at the feet by the time it gets to him. That bat passed Brett Harris at about shoulder height. So it's 0-1 to Perez. Nobody on, one man down, fifth inning, no score. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Good off-speed pitch by Matt Milburn. 0-2 is the count. And Jonah Davis is the on-deck batter. It's just the, four, six, and seven spots were all changed. Pitch high for a ball, 1-2. So Wynn, Turner, and Dunn, Páez, Redmond, and Nunez, Kuperniak, Perez, and Davis. And I do believe that is correct. The 1-2 just drops low. Two balls and two strikes. Well, our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. I'm going to let that slide by a little bit. Apologize, didn't mean to take half the game. But what a performance in this day. 2-2, that's rolled up the middle. Got a chance. Davidson will make the play. Turn, spins, throw. Got a hurry. He got it. What a play by Logan Davidson back up the middle. I mean to tell you, Delvin Perez can flat out run. That ball was hit near the bag. Davidson made the play, ranging to his left, made that 270-degree spin through right on the money and got it. Oh, that is classic Logan Davidson stuff. And Perez retired. Two men down for Jonah Davis. On this day, 1985, he had a leadoff home run to start the game and a grand slam in the first inning. Nobody had ever done that before. Pitched down and in. 1-0 to Jonah Davis. Bounced out first base to pitcher his first time. The guy who did that for the Philadelphia Phillies in 1985, 20 years later, managed the Rockhounds to their Texas League title, the first outright championship in our franchise's history. A swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Matt pulled the chain on him. I loved working with this guy. I really did. Vaughn Hayes managed the Rockhounds in 05 and 06, back-to-back playoffs. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Called strike, and it's 1-2. Franchise was born in 72. The Cubs shared a title in 75, and it took 30 years. But the first outright title came in the 34th year of our franchise's history. In 2005, Rockhounds defeated the Arkansas Travelers, and Vaughn was the manager. 1-2 pitch, and he got him swinging a miss with another off-speed pitch. Well, the Cardinals have largely been dominant. Matt's given up just three base hits in this game, so, boy, these two teams really going at it. That is four strikeouts for Matt Milburn. We are midway through this ballgame. Village Car Wash score of the game. Texas League style. Hounds nothing. Cardinals nothing.
Ridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Pitching change for the Cardinals as Edgar Escobar comes on to pitch here in the fifth inning. Scoreless ball game. Hounds have had only one base runner. That was a Logan Davidson single in the first inning. Cardinals have had only three base runners, or check me, three hits, five base runners, couple of walks in the mix for Matt Milburn. And Kyle McCann leads it off, and Escobar's pitch up and away for ball one. Well, Garrett Williams left the game before I could tell you that he is, his resume includes an unusual, unless you know minor league baseball, it would sound a bit unusual to say. Good fastball by Escobar gets there, called strike in the outside corner. Garrett pitched for the Giants, again, among others. He was traded by the Giants at one point in his career, pitched down and away for a ball, and he found himself playing for the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Garrett Williams is a former, see, now you say this, Garrett Williams is a former Trash Panda, and it sounds like I'm insulting him. Swing and a miss, two balls, two strikes. One of the, they should forgive me in Amarillo, by the way, folks have been so nice this year, but I mean, Trash Pandas make sod poodles sound kind of like Yankees and Red Sox. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch down and away, ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Yeah, we are in a whole nother deal these days, aren't we? But after being traded from the Giants to the Angels, yep, wound up in Rocket City as a trash panda did Garrett Williams. 3-2, bouncing ball foul wide of the bag at first. Kyle McCann with the throwaway, 3-2, full count. Marty Bikina and Shane Selman to follow in the last of the fifth, no score. Foul ball now retrieved. And Garrett, a really good performance. He goes two innings, faced six batters and struck out four of them. Six up, six down. Hounds again, a base hit back in the first. That's been in, and Kyle McCann, a strikeout victim. So Escobar strikes out the first batter he sees. That's seven strikeouts through the first 14 batters. So half of the Rockhounds who have come to the plate have struck out. The only base hit, as mentioned, Logan Davidson, a line drive single up the middle of the first inning. Batter is Marty Bikina. Now, Marty hit the ball hard his first time. He lined out to center field, playing second base in the ball game. He bounces one foul wide of third, and the count 0-1. Last of the fifth inning. This series has had a little bit of, maybe not everything, but a pretty good variance in the types of games. Pitched down and in for a ball, one ball, one strike. Mentioned the Cardinals had 20 base hits opening night in a 7-3 lead. Rockhounds have put 15 runs on the board in game three. But tonight, all goose eggs. Nobody's crossed the plate. Backup pitch got there, called strike. Boy, good backup slider. The count is 1-2. Last couple of nights, Cardinals pitching has had good success with that pitch. Delivery swung on, lifted high in the air to left field, but it's very shallow. In fact, the shortstop out, and Wynn will make the catch. Popper to shallow left field. Two men down for Shane Selman.
Right fielder,
maybe a little two-part road to the show from Astound Communications, good folks from whom you just heard a few moments ago. Answer a question I've been asked a lot about getting a chance to see the A's in person this week and work in a big league booth. Oh, my goodness. My head is still spinning. But a cool question. Pitch called strike. 0-1 to Shane Selman. Flew out to right his first time. But a couple of alums, one from each of these teams, doing something fairly spectacular today. Selman waits. Pitch swing and a miss. Shane down to the count 0-2. We'll see what happens with this AB. Shane flew out to right field, as mentioned, his first time, hitting 210 on the year. Right-handed hitting right fielder. The Cardinal pitching has just been terrific in this game. This one is well up and in. Count as a ball and two strikes. William Simonite would be next. Shane can extend the inning. Two outs in the fifth inning. This game has had only six base runners in total. Here's the 1-2. Swung on it, fouled straight back, still ball and two strikes. Shane, 4-for-14 overall in this series. He's come around a little bit in this home stand. He was 3 for his previous 30 coming home, which, you know, everybody has the ups and downs. Pitched down and away for a ball, 2-2. Is Edgar Escobar coming on to pitch? Short start, but again, Connor Lund back on the mound, and that's the important thing for the Cardinals. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Slider down and away, and another strikeout, and that is 8 for Cardinal pitching in this game. So it is, of course, it is the Cardinales and the Matamoscas here this evening, and we have reached the end of the fifth. And our Village Car Wash score. 2-5 complete. Rockhounds nothing. Springfield nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
Well, we have three, and they are, I should say, five in the books. They are all goose egg innings. No score. We go to the top half of the sixth inning. Rockhounds and Springfield Cardinals. Fifth game of a six-game set here at Momentum Bank Ballpark in West Texas. A triple-digit evening started this game at about 103 degrees.
Haven't had the courage to look in a while. We go to the top of the sixth, top of the order. And Mason Wynn takes down and away from Matt Milburn. One ball and no strikes. Cardinals, no runs, three hits. Rockhounds, no runs, one hit. Cardinal pitching is absolutely dominated, and Matt Milburn has matched him so far. A little swinging bunt, third base side, no way to get him. Now, Mason Wynn's going to beat that out all the way. Just a chopper, got way over the top of that, and the ball very weakly about halfway up the third baseline. No chance to get Mason Wynn on that, so a little swinging bunt. That's the fourth base hit for the Cardinals, and a leadoff man on base, so the plot thickens a bit here in the sixth inning. Hounds lead the series by the count of 3-1, 3-1. Teams will wrap it up tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, first pitch. Called strike inside corner to Justin Turner. Justin has bounced out, and I mean sharply, to first base and struck out. He's 0 for 2, left-handed hitting center fielder. Infield double play depth up the middle. Turn toss over to first. Boy, again, that was close. He chased Wynn back with a good throw. All the way back in the first inning, Mason was eventually caught trying to steal a base. Turner at the plate, Nick Dunn on deck, top of the order here. Shadow lengthening out. Guy who's going to battle it right now is the center fielder. That's Max Schumann. 0-1 pitch. Bounced foul right at the plate. Bat win. That goes flying as well. I wonder if Nick might have, or Justin rather, bounced that off his foot, I think. Count is 0-2. So the teams wrap things up tomorrow. Rockhounds head for Frisco. They will depart on Tuesday morning. If they depart on Thursday, they're going to miss a couple of games, so I think Tuesday would be a better idea, and they will indeed. So first visit to the Metroplex in 2022. The Rough Riders battling San Antonio. Tight race all the way. But the Riders and Missions right now, the top two. 0-2 pitch. Got him in the back door. Called third strike. Turner out on strikes, and Matt Milburn with his fifth strikeout of the game. One on, one out for Nick Dunn. He is singled sharply to right and bounced out first base to pitcher. Cardinals coming home to Hammonds Field next Tuesday to host the Corpus Christi Hooks. Double-A affiliate, of course, of the Houston Astros, and the Rockhounds will take on the Rangers Double-A in Frisco beginning Tuesday. Milburn's pitch, fastball away, ball one. Nick Dunn, left-handed hitter at 240, couple of home runs, 13 driven in. And Nick, a good series, 5 for 14. Milburn set, win the lead, edges a bit, not going, pitch, looped into shallow right field, that's going to drop for a base hit. Boy, a little duck snort. So a swinging bunt and a very soft line drive, and the Cardinals in business. I mean, no disrespect, they haven't hit the ball well in this inning, but it's two men on and one man out. And, of course, that's your basic bottom line, base hits numbers 4 and 5. Talking about a couple of guys who made impacts today, Tommy Edman, former Springfield Cardinal, had a walk-off home run, first of his career, for the big Cardinals, for the St. Louis Cardinals today. Congratulations to Tommy Edman. I doubt Tommy knows he's on my fantasy team, but just in case he does, thank you, Tommy, very much. Now here is Páez. Pedro, the catcher, takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. Boy, the A's got rid of as the great sportscaster Dan Lovett would have said, they got rid of a streak of sin today, broke a losing streak. They win at Cleveland. Seth Brown, former Hound, in 2019, a grand slam. 0-1 pitch, just outside for a ball. That game was wrapping up just as I was coming upstairs. I believe 9-5 was the final, but the A's beat the Guardians in Cleveland. And Seth Brown, a grand slam. Boy, that team is just looking for somebody to just get things going. And Seth did it today. Former Rockhound Sean Murphy homered in that game. 1-1 pitch, down and away, and it's 2-1. Pedro Páez, batting 244 coming in. Guy with some power, has 6 home runs, 28 driven in. 2 on, 1 out, no score in the 6th. But the Cardinals with really the first really solid threat. They had 2 on with 1 out on walks in the 4th. Hits low and away. Good stop. J.J. Schwarz going to his knees and blocking out basically in the left-hand batter's box. So now the plot thickens a little bit. It's first and second, one man down, and a 3-1 count. Pedro 0-for-1 with a whiff and a walk. Right-handed hitter waits. Milburn with the 3-1 set and time called at, I believe, at home plate. Or, no, do we have an automatic? Yeah, automatic ball four. Well, don't see that very often, but that'll be a walk, and that loads him up. That took too long, and Ty Krause calls him on it. And Bobby Crosby's going to come out. And there's certainly a fine line. The pitch clock is not necessarily an automatic, and Matt Milburn is asking as well, and Bobby wants an explanation on this. There is judgment. When does that pitcher actually begin his motion, begin to come toward home plate? And so judgment is involved, and Bobby is talking with Ty Krause about that. Meantime, Rockhounds are kind of ganging up on Trevor Daniger, crew chief over at third base. We had Matt Milburn and a couple of infielders, Logan Davidson and William Simonite, asking him. No, it's interesting, but the bases are loaded. Boy, a swinging bunt, and now here comes Chris Smith, Rockout's pitching coach. A swinging bunt, a duck snort to right, and a walk on which ball four was a violation of the pitch clock. But this is a scoreless game, and Springfield now is in really good position to break this tie here in the top half of the sixth. Now Chris Smith, former Oakland A, out for a visit. And when they've got the mound is pretty well packed, and that will now be joined by home plate umpire Ty Krause. And, of course, just as he gets there, the crowd breaks up. So it is Páez at first base, Dunn at second, and Wynn at third. And the Cardinals, a great chance to break this scoreless tie here in the top of the sixth inning. The batter is Chandler Redmond. He has flown to deep right and walked in two trips. Left-handed hitting designated hitter. Takes high on away for a ball, 1-0. Ballpark, in terms of the playing surface, almost entirely in shadows now. Just deepest center field, the batter's eye, and deep left center catching some sunshine on the wall. Pitch down and away, ball two, and Matt is in a major jam here. Base is loaded, one man down, and a 2-0 count to Chandler Redmond. Redmond has power. He has 8 home runs, 29 driven in. He's had a good series. He's 4-for-8. Left-handed hitter waits. Two balls, no strikes. Milburn's pitching. That's down in the dirt, blocked by J.J., but it's 3-0. So Matt right now is in a major jam. Three balls, no strikes. Base is full, one man down. Hounds to get activity now in the bullpen. Right-hander up and warming. Hounds, by the way, have only one left-hander, and that's Austin Briggs. I want to say Chester Pimentel. I'd feel better if I get a look at the number. I'm pretty sure that's Chester. Now the 3-0 count. Base is full. Pitch by Milburn. High and away, and he walked him. So the first run of this game will score on a bases loaded walk, and Chandler Redmond will drive home the game's first run without even swinging the bat. Not the prettiest of innings, of course, for the Cardinals. A-OK. I mean, they score the run. That's all that matters. But boy, for the Rockhounds, and that's going to be it for Matt. So Matt Milburn's evening is done. He'll go 5 1/3 innings. There's a 5 base hits. One run is responsible, of course, for all three men on base. Matt had 4 walks, and each of them, they came back-to-back twice. Walked Páez and Redmond in the fourth. He walks the same two guys here in the sixth. But in this case, the latter, the second of those walks, forcing in a run. So 4 bases on balls. He struck out 5. And it is Chester Pimentel who will come on the pitch. So Chester will inherit the bases loaded. One man down in the sixth inning, and Springfield on the board with a 1-0 lead. And the setup table is set to do more damage, so we get Chester's name written on the card. Other part of our Astound Communications road to the show, I say this just because I think it's really, really cool. I'll tell you one of the
the things that I love most of all about being in a big league booth for two games earlier this week. Now, that's just personally, it's a dream come true, and I do not mean to be cliche. I mean, it really, really was so very grateful for it. And one of the really cool sidebars, we always talk about players making the major leagues, and, of course, that's what minor league baseball is about, to develop big leaguers. But the Rockhounds have also had five members of our fairly recent field staffs go up to the major leagues. And last year, all five of them were with Oakland. One of them, Ryan Christensen, one of my all-time favorites, manager who was manager for two of the four championships in the four-peat. Ryan went with manager Bob Melvin to San Diego. But four other of our former managers, coaches, are in the big leagues with Oakland. And to see those guys and just, again, had great relationships with them and just so very cool. That meant a lot. Pitched down on the way to Malcolm Nunez from Chester Pimentel. Darren Bush managed the Hounds in 2009 to the championship and 2010 back to the title series. Bushy, just one of the best people you ever want to meet. Stretch and a pitch on the way by Pimentel. Swung on, fouled straight back, 1-1. Pitching coach Scott Emerson, who was here for 4 years. Man, guy just flat loves the game. So cool to see him. Tommy Everidge, both a player and a coach here with the Rockhounds. And Eric Martins, who was a coach just 1 year, but just terrific people. Pitched down and away, 2-1. So seeing those guys and seeing them in the major league atmosphere, really, really special. It's a different road to the show. And they're not the players, but they're not the only ones trying to get there. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball 3, and now Chester Pimentel is 3-1. One down in the inning, one run in, base is full, and Pimentel a 3-1 pitch, and that's low and away. That's ball 4, and that's 3 straight walks, and that'll make any crowd grumpy. So Nunez forces home Dunn. Pajes goes to third, Redmond to second. Oh, that's 5 walks now. Issued by Rockhounds pitching, and 3 of them in succession here in the 6th. Now the batter is Matt Kopierniak. He is doubled and bounced to third, late addition to the lineup. Takes a breaking pitch down and in, ball 1. Chester Pimentel really sharp in his previous appearance in this series. He's walked to batter, and he's 1-0 now to Kopierniak. Delvin Perez on deck. Here's the 1-0. That's outside. That's ball 2. Boy, just hear the crowd not making much noise. Of course, not much to cheer about here, but, boy, murmuring. It's one of the most frustrating things, I think, is that, well, as a pitcher, as a catcher, as a hitter, it doesn't matter. Frustrating not to be able to throw strikes, and a pitch down and in, ball 3. And this is one of those times when I think that pitcher's mound is one of the loneliest places on planet Earth. When Chester has not found the zone. It's coming out of the bullpen, 3-0 pitch. And that's low and in, and that's a 4-pitch walk. So, again, crowd is really edgy now. That is a bases-loaded walk for Kopierniak. Pajes scores. Redmond to third, Nunez to second. And that run goes to Matt Milburn. Bases are still loaded, one man down, and now J.J. Schwarz will go out, and he will be joined by Brett Harris. So Chester Pimentel has come out of the bullpen. He has walked 2. Matt Milburn walked the last 2 batters he faced. A swinging bunt started the inning. That was Mason Wynn. Justin Turner struck out looking. Nick Dunn hit a little flare single into right field, put 2 on with one man down. And since then, ball 4, ball 8, ball 12, and ball 16. And the batter is Delvin Perez, who has bounced out twice. His last time up, Logan Davidson, just made a tremendous play. Perez, as we have said, just has blazing speed. He is a plus-plus runner. That means he is flat out fast. Here's the pitch to Perez, and that misses down and in, ball 1. You hear the crowd react. Can't blame him.
One ball, no strikes to Perez, right-handed hitter. Chester with a 1-0 pitch, and that boy just got there, called strike at the knees, and here the crowd react. And, of course, you know, some of those folks are trying to encourage, and some are doing it out of it's about time, and I understand that. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Pimentel, and that'll get there, called strike at the knees. That's 1-2. The old line here, so many people yell it, and I probably have said it in the past, you yell, just throw strikes. Well, it's not like that didn't occur to him. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that ball is lined into right center field. Soft line drive, going to get down for a base hit, going to score at least one, going to wave both runners home, and the two runs will score, first and third, the runners, and boy, the Cardinals now have a five spot in the inning. Delvin Perez with a two-run single to right center field, and that will bring home Redmond, and that will bring home Nunez around to third base is Kopierniak. And a two-run single to right center field. So all three of his inherited runners have scored. Now here comes Bobby again. And, boy, that may be it for Pimentel. At least, of course, hard to tell. Sometimes he's just going to go out and talk, but I don't think so. I imagine that's going to be it. And, yep, it sure is. So Chester Pimentel, who was outstanding earlier in this series, is not here in this one. He does not get a batter out. Gives up a base hit. One run of his own. All three inherited runners score. Two bases on balls. Boy, that is a rough outing. And it is 5-0 Springfield. And still in the sixth inning. And still just one down in the inning. And the Hounds will go back to the bullpen. 5-0 Cardinals. RBIs for Perez. He's 15th and 16th. Yeah, I want to grab a number. I think it's Nick Heiberger, but I would feel better if I could just make sure on that. So the Cardinales are all over the Matamoskis here as Nick will come on to pitch. Boy, and sometimes a pretty solid outing, just absolutely the wheels just fell off, and that's the case for Matt Milburn, who really overall pitched extremely well. He went five scoreless in this game. But then one-third of an inning into the sixth, again, a couple of scratch base hits got it going, but then that with a couple of walks. And again, the first of those, a bases-loaded walk. Pimentel, two bases-loaded walks, and Delvin Perez, a two-run single. And this is one of those Murphy's Laws of minor league baseball in particular. This is a fireworks night, so these are the biggest crowds of the week. Always attracts a really good bunch in this ballpark. Don't know what the attendance might be, but boy, there are folks everywhere in this park and some on the berm as well. And how many times you see it, you've got a captive audience awaiting the post-game fireworks show, and the visiting team absolutely thumps you. Cardinals leading it 5-0, and again, it's not just the five runs, but the way in which they have scored, which can't be the greatest baseball entertainment. So the Cardinals are about to bat around. This will be Jonah Davis. He's the only guy who has not been to the dish yet in this inning. First and third, one man down. Davis bounced out first base to pitcher his first time and struck out swinging against Milburn to end the fifth. Left-handed hitter looks to bunt. Takes up high for a ball. That was interesting. Cardinals maybe at least feigning to go old school. A little squeeze action, perhaps. Nick Heiberger, right-hander, comes set. Runner at first base goes. Pitch is taken down and in. And there'll be no throw. Stolen base. Second and third. Perez went again. He just runs so well. Delvin Perez has attempted 12 stolen bases, and he has yet to be caught. Boy, I don't know what kind of a throw, what kind of an arm it would take to catch him, but he can just motor. 1-0 stretch, second and third, infield in. Pitch swung on and missed. Count goes 2-1. Nick Heiberger out of the Rockhounds bullpen making his 19th appearance. He's 1-1 with a 5.68 ERA. As a 2-1 count, infield in, right up to the grass, all the way around. Pitch, up and in. Ball three balls and one strike. guy who started the inning with that swinging bunt, Mason Wynn, waiting on deck. Heiberger, 25 in the third innings, only 24 hits, but, and this is scary, walks have been his issue. 19 of them against 23 strikeouts. 3-1, high strike, 3-2. Davis thought otherwise. Jonah, playing in his 33rd game, he has not been a defensive substitute multiple times, has only 76 at-bats coming in. And there's a 3-2 count here. First base open, one man down. Top of the sixth, and the Cardinals with a 5-0 advantage and trying to build on it with only one out, and the pitch is bounced foul wide of first. We'll do 3-2 again. Looking at Matt Milburn's line again. 5 scoreless innings to start the game. He winds up 5 1/3, 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 4 walks, and those hurt, and 5 strikeouts. 3-2, pitch by Heiberger. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider in. So 2 out in the inning. And back to the top of the order for the guy who started it. Here is Mason Wynn. Wynn, right-handed hitting shortstop. An outstanding pitcher in high school, and this guy, serious velocity. Swinging a bouncer foul count is no balls and a strike. And there are those who just kind of feel that maybe if for whatever the reason, if being a position player doesn't work out, he's got another option. Count is 0-1. Scoreboard has 1-0. That is incorrect. It is 0-1. The pitch, and that's high and away for a ball, and it's one ball, one strike. Still second and third. This was really a big batter. 5-0 is a sizable deficit, but a base hit here would almost assuredly score two with Perez on at second with those really good wheels. 1-1 pitch, bouncing ball up middle. It's going to be hit nicely by Bakina. Flips to first for the out. That's a pretty play. Really nicely handled by Marty Little. Sharp topspin bouncer picked right off the shoe tops. But the Cardinals score 5, and 3 of them score on bases loaded walks. What did the man say? Oh, those bases on balls. To the bottom of the 6th, the Village Car Wash score of our ball game now reads Springfield 5, Rockhounds nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. 2- and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. You're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
The Williams Simonite to lead it off, bottom of the 6th, and boy, is this ball game taking a big old left turn in the baseball highway of life. First pitch to Williams is down and in for ball one from Edgar Escobar. Came on in the 5th inning, 1-2-3 inning with a couple of strikeouts. And not only do the Hounds trail 5-0, they have only one hit. And Cardinals pitching has been just tremendous. Nice off-speed pitch, swung on and missed, 1-1. Simonite bounced out to second base his first time. Did William hitting .245 as a home run and 14 driven in.
Edgar Escobar is the third pitcher for Springfield, but that's not a result of anybody getting into trouble. Just a short start in Connor Lund's return to the rotation. Swing and a miss on a pitch that dropped to the dirt. The count goes 1-2. William Simonite, Chase Calaboo, then back to the top of the order for Max Schumann. One ball and two strikes the count, and that pitch is up and in 2-2. Hounds tonight do not have Jordan Diaz in the lineup, and that's just his just getting a night off. And when I wrote the lineup down and noticed that Jordan was not in it, well, that's a major bat. A swing and a fly ball into center field on the run and getting there, tracking it down. Willis Turner, boy, he got a good read on that ball. Line drive to fairly shallow center field, but Turner tracked that down. Made that look a little easier than it is. It's not a web jam or anything near it, but really nice read, good quick jump. Now Chase Calabuig struck out his first time up. Well, again, just one batter over the minimum for Springfield pitching in this game. Swinging a foul away up. Chase's bat, 0-1 the count, Logan Davidson, and if you're wondering, it was a clean, solid line drive base hit, but that's been it. Chase is the 18th batter the Hounds have sent to the dish, and there was one out in the sixth. There's a hard hit ball, and that's going to be a base hit into right center field. That's nice to see, and I'll tell you why I said it, and I'm not trying to hometown anybody, but Chase Calabuig has really been swinging the bat very, very well of late. Sharp single to right center field. Hounds have their second base runner of the game. I kidded about it last night in one of the text messages. That's not easy to say, by the way. When again, during the stay in Atlanta, was mentioned the last night, was from Anthony Aliotti, one of the terrific people. Just one of my, I've got a lot of favorites, I know. But hey, you know, you and I have been doing this 30 years. You know, that list of good guys is pretty long. Max Schumann takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Alley, who won the percentage triple crown, in fact, as a member of the Hounds during his playing days, now a scout working for the A's, and he was the guy who scouted and signed Chase Calabuig. One ball, no strike, swing and a miss. Max going after one. He's 0-2 is Max Schumann. And Alley had sent me a text. It's very nice to say, you know, congratulations on the call-up. Yeah, well, hey, 2 days, but still wonderful. So exchange that, and the last thing that he texted to me was, now tell my man Calabuig to get it going. There's a liner up the middle, and that's a base hit just past the glove of the second baseman Dunn. Max Schumann with a base hit. So back-to-back hits, two on with one man down. Here's Brett Harris. So Allie will be glad to know that Chase Calabuig has indeed gotten it going of late, so it was nice to see you. Sharp base hit from the Rockhounds left fielder. Chase in this series is 8-for-19, and in his last 9 games hitting better than .400. Now here's Brett Harris. Rockhounds would love to just get something out of this inning because the Cardinals have allowed them basically nothing. They have doubled their hit total, had one hit through the first 5, and have 2 base hits here in the 6th inning. Brett Harris is 0-for-2. Right-handed hitter. Rockhounds' third baseman started this game with a great defensive effort. Didn't get it out, but robbed a double. Turned a double into an infield single. Takes a high strike, 0-1. Brett, right-handed hitter. Lead runner is Chase Calabuig. Runner at first base is Max Schumann. Chase not a base stealer, but he can run a bit. And, of course, Max runs extremely well. Pitch to the outside edge, but wide, and the ball evens the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Edgar Escobar on the mound. Native of Cuba is Edgar. Been pitching here since 2018. Swing and a foul straight back. And it is 1-2. Runners moving up. They weren't sure if that was a foul ball or if it just missed the glove, but a foul ball. So it's 2-1, one man down. Edgar signed by the Cardinals all the way back in... All the way back. Well, in a minor league baseball career, 2018 is a while ago. Of course, For some of this is about an hour and a half, but signed in 2018, his entire pro career spent with the St. Louis organization. Two on in the pitch. Punched foul. Protected swing by Brett. Count one ball and two strikes. Pitch too close to take. Fouled it off. Logan Davidson waiting on deck. Hounds down 5-0 here in the sixth. An opportunity to get at least some of that back. But the Cardinals have been pretty stingy in this game. Swinging a high pop-up. Shallow left field. Out is the shortstop. Oh, going to be the left field. It's going to be Kaepernick who will make the catch. He does. Hauls it in very shallow left field. Matt makes the play. Two men down, and it's up to Logan Davidson. Field entirely in shadows, which is very nice. And about a little more than a half moon. That is the only... Well, I don't think you can find a cloud. So just a beautiful, maybe three-quarter moon hanging in the sky about 2 o'clock high. Other than that, just a beautiful blue evening sky. On a triple-digit evening to start, and can't be too far below it now. Really time called briefly here. Or to say, nope, took too much time. One ball, no strikes. So Logan Davidson with a 1-0 count. Delivery is down and away. Count is two balls, no strikes. Logan, a switch hitter batting from the left side, until this inning had the only hit for the Rockhounds. That coming in the first inning on a line drive to center. Two on, but there were two men out. Davidson pitch down and in. Ball three. 3-0 from Escobar. I did not give you Edgar's numbers, and I fear I did not. He's 2-3 with a 6.13 ERA. His 12th appearance, 8 of them out of the bullpen. A little over a hit per inning, 45 base hits in 39 and two-thirds. Finds the heart of the plate at the knees. Davidson taking all the way, 3-1. 2-1 ratio with 17 walks, 34 strikeouts. So the whip a little high at 1.56. 3-1 pitch and a swing and a miss. It's 3-2. Had a 1-2-3 fifth inning. And again, that followed the outstanding performance by left-hander Garrett Williams, who faced and retired six batters over his two innings of work in relief of starter Connor Lund. The stretch and pitch by Escobar. That ball ripped and is caught by the first baseman reaching up as Nunez catches that line drive. That ball was sizzled. Logan just shaking his head as that ball just ripped toward the right field line, and Nunez was close enough to reach out and spear it. Ball was absolutely a rocket, but no runs on a couple of base hits, no errors, two men left. After six, but it's Car Wash score, Cardinals 5, Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... Oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Top of the stretch inning, you're still playing under Mother Nature's light here this evening. Stadium lights are on, and they are taking a little bit of effect. You can tell, of course, by the nature of the shadows, but we're largely still playing under Nature's light here this evening. G
Justin Turner leads it off. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Nick Heiberger misses just outside. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. Turner, one of the few, if not, matter of fact, the one of only two Cardinals not to join in the fun so far. He takes a called strike, and the count goes one and one. He is 0 for 3, as is Jonah Davis. Everybody else has reached base at least once in this game. Cardinals 5, Rockhounds nothing. 1-1 pitch. Hard hit ball up the middle. Base hit. So just that quickly, Mr. Turner is on the score sheet with a base hit up the middle. And it's one on in the seventh inning.
This inning is sponsored by Axiom.
And that'll bring up Nick Dunn. He is the second baseman. Has a couple of base hits in the game. He singled sharply to right field in the first inning. Bounced out first base to pitcher in the fourth, and then just a little flare of a single in a very shallow right center field that dropped, and that helped set the table for the five-run sixth inning. Nick, left-handed hitter. Dunn takes, called strike, inside corner, 0-1 the count. All of the scoring in this ballgame in the sixth. Cardinals broke a scoreless tie with a handful. Nick Dunn at the plate, 0-1 pitch, ground ball toward third base. Harris handles, goes to second base for one turn, and Bikina hesitated a moment, not going to get him. Yep, they did. Got him by the bat of an eye at first base. 5-4-3, around the horn they go. No argument from the Cardinals. Boy, bang, bang at first. Marty, I'm guessing, I don't know that he bobbled it, just that ball might have stuck in the glove just a little bit. I thought maybe Dunn beat that out, but nope, and again, no argument, so we would have to assume that is the correct call. So, two down on the double play, the Diamondback Energy double play, the second of the game for the Hounds. The first was the unusual 2-6-3, which was discussed a bunch. Here is Pedro Páez. Takes out for touch side and high for ball one. One ball and no strikes, right-handed hitting catcher. He's 0 for 1, but two bases on balls. And wow, have walks been big in this game. Swing and a miss. Chase the slider down, and the count is one ball, one strike. Chandler Redmond would be next here in the seventh inning for the Cardinals. A swing and a miss. The same pitch, chased it again. A little stronger, a little more velocity, but again, chased one down and away. And a quick one ball, two strike count. Páez is a right-handed hitter for the Cardinales as they are going by tonight. Copenhagen to the ballpark, pitch high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes in the Matamoscas de Medesa. Cardinals, I think, in their first season, joining in with a Copa celebration in minor league baseball. 2-2 pitch, that's down and away, full count, 3-2. Bases empty on the single, then the double play, which went Harris to Bikina and on to Simonite at first base. 3-2 count. Pitch by Heiberger is nubbed foul up the end of the bat. Back to the screen. Count will stay 3-2. Cardinals and Rockhounds tomorrow. I did not see him first time around, but Michael McGreevy, top 10 prospect of the Cardinals, goes tomorrow for Springfield. Yeah, swing and a miss. Boy, Páez is talking to himself as he chased one up and away. Fastball at 96. So no runs on a base hit. No errors, and the Hounds turn two. And there's nobody left on base. Strikeout number two for Nick Heiberger. But it is all Springfield. Seventh inning stretch. Village Car Wash score. The Redbirds 5 and the Rockhounds nothing.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Edgar Escobar going back to the mound. We will go to the bottom half of the seventh. It is a 5-0 ball game in favor of the Springfield Cardinals in this one. You know, when something has only happened once ever in Major League Baseball history, that's pretty cool stuff. That covers a lot of ground. The first of this rare back-to-back happened on this date, 1938, and the second of the back-to-backs 4 days later, and it's still the only time it's happened in Major League history. The first of the back-to-back, this date, 1938. The second of the back-to-backs, 4 days later. Same guy, and it still only happened one time in Major League Baseball history. What did he do? I'll let you peruse that just for a moment as J.J. Schwarz will stand in, Kyle McCann and Marty Bikina to follow. J.J. 0 for 2. He has struck out and bounced to third base. Well, the brilliant among you have already figured it, but if you haven't, we are talking about a pitcher who did something. Pitch up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. A guy named Johnny Vandermeer. All those years ago, long, long, long time ago. But again, it's only been done once ever in big league history, which dates back to 1888. There's the 1-0 pitch, fouled away, one ball, one strike. Johnny Vandermeer threw a no-hitter for the Cincinnati Reds on this date at Crosley Field, the old ballpark in Cincinnati, beat the Boston Bees. That's how long ago it's been. 4 days later, he did it again and no-hit the Dodgers in Brooklyn. 1-1 pitch, line drive, left side, base hit. You know, J.J.'s really swinging the bat well, and that's just a solid line drive. So 1-for-3 for J.J. Schwarz on a line drive to left field, one on with nobody down. Hounds don't have a whole bunch of baseball daylight time with which to deal, but they sit there for J.J. By the way, J.J. Schwarz now has base hits in 11 of his last 12 games. Hitting right about 340 in that stretch. Here's Kyle McCann. Left-handed hitter. Kyle swings and misses. Pitch down and away. As is the case with so many things in big league history, it was kind of an interesting sidebar to Vandermeer's second no-hitter. Again, two no-hitters within the span of 5 days by the same guy. 0-1 pitch up, high ball, 1-1-1. When he shut out the Brooklyn Dodgers at Ebbets Field, it was the first ever night game played in Brooklyn. And, of course, same for both teams, but I don't know, did that have anything to do with it? Pitcher called strike to Kyle, and the count 1-2. Kyle McCann 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts in this game. And this is the seventh inning, and he's got some personal business, which is very much right now in some doubt. One ball, two strikes, one on, and nobody down, and a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes, so Kyle with a hat trick in this game. Kyle McCann has reached base in 20 consecutive games, but he is out on strikes here. The batter will be Marty Bikina. Bikina with a line drive out to center field. Well hit ball in the second. Popped to shortstop in very shallow left his last time, 0-for-2. Right-handed hitter, 5-0 Springfield. Hounds with a leadoff base hit. Pitch up high to Marty for ball. 1-1 ball and no strikes. 0-for-2 in this one, but 6-for-13 in the series. Couple of doubles, a home run, and 7 runs driven in. 6 of those in the last 2 games. 1-0 pitch. Chopper to shortstop. Charging Wynn. Flips to second for 1. The relay throw, and they got him. Double play. 6-4-3. Inning is over. Nicely turned. Good play by Mason Wynn. Charged that ball. Made the play. Threw back across his body a little bit. And the Cardinals turn the double play. So we have reached the end of 7. Hounds just not able to get much of anything going against a very strong pitching performance by the Cardinals. After 7, Village Car Wash score, Springfield 5, Rockhounds nothing.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Right-hander Wanderson Charles will come on to pitch as we go to the top half of the eighth inning. All right. Solid outing for Nick Heiberger. He goes an inning and two-thirds, came into a mess, but navigated his way through it. He gives up one base hit, no runs. Nick did not walk a batter, and that's been the keys for him. And struck out two. Wanted to make sure I didn't cheat him out of a strikeout. A couple of strikeouts. Wanderson Charles will come on in the eighth inning. Springfield, a five-run sixth. And it was one of those that if you are the rooting for the team that gave up the five, it is not a pretty inning. Of course, that is never a lot of fun, but just the way it unfolded. Scoreless through five innings. Cardinals with a five-run sixth. Started with a swinging bunt, a one-out flare to right by Mason Wynn and Nick Dunn, respectively, and then four consecutive walks. Pedro Páez, Chandler Redmond walked by Matt Milburn, the latter of those forcing in the game's first run. Chester Pimentel came out of the bullpen, walked Malcolm Nunez and Matt Kopierniak, forcing in two more runs. And Delvin Perez capped it with a two-run single to right center field, a five-run inning. So for the Cardinals, five runs on seven hits. Rockhounds have no runs on four hits. And the game has been errorless. Springfield trying to win for the second time in five games here, give themselves a chance to gain a split of the road series, which, of course, the book says is what you want to do as a minimum. Chandler Redmond leads us off. Left-handed hitter takes low and away for a ball, 1-0 in the eighth inning underway. Mentioned Michael McGreevy, your prospect for the Cardinals, goes tomorrow. Not 100% sure on the Rockhounds, and we'll obviously check on that tomorrow in the morning. Pitch up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strike from Wanderson. Wanderson Charles comes into this ball game with an ERA just under 10, and that is, boy, it's so tough to even rationalize the pitch, and that's down and away for a ball. It's three balls, no strikes. 16 appearances, 23 innings, 28 base hits, but he's walked 22. Struck out 24, so the whip is 2.17, and that is high. Pitch called strike, just got there, 3-1. 40-man roster member, guy who boy, throws hard, big right-hander. Big guy comes set, three balls, one strike. This pitch is fouled straight back, and the count is full at three balls and two strikes. On deck is Malcolm Nunez. My card's such a mess, I wanted to make sure I gave you the right guy. Here's the 3-2. Now it's foul. We'll do it again with a full count. We discovered about an inning or so into the game. I think Andrew Buckminder, voice of the Cardinals, I think got it either just after the first pitch or just barely before. But by the time it all got disseminated, we were already playing ball. The Cardinals had made a switch. Moises Gomez was a late scratch, and that bumped some folks around. Here's the 3-2. Drops to the dirt, ball four. Well, and the fans here have seen too much of that. That's eight bases on balls, and that will bring up Malcolm Nunez. Matt Kopierniak is on deck. Nunez, a bases-loaded walk his last time up. He is 0 for 2. He's bounced out to shortstop. He bounced into it's unusual from a scoring standpoint and in general, a 2-6-3 double play. Takes down and away. Good stop behind the plate by J.J. Schwarz. One ball, no strikes. On an 0-2 pitch in the fourth inning, he thought the ball had hit him in the hand. It was ruled that he was swinging, and the ball just went out a little bit in front of home plate. J.J. grabbed it, and turned it into an inning-ending 2-6-3 double play. The ensuing discussion, as you might imagine, took a good portion of the between innings break. Here's the 1-0. That's way inside, and that's ball two. Well, that almost hit him. That little bit scary. That was about knee-high off the inside corner at 97, and it was well off the inside edge. Malcolm then, with the bases loaded, walk his last time. The 2-0 stretch, pitched by Charles, ball fouled away. Nunez with a rip at it. Two balls and one strike is the count. And the Cardinals leading here by a 5-0 count. Check the other ball games going on. San Antonio had a 6-2 lead at Corpus. The Hooks have come back and have made it 6-4. San Antonio leads the division by a game. 2-1 pitch. Down and away, ball three. 3-1. Frisco is clobbering Amarillo. 12 runs on 15 hits through six innings. It's 12-0 Frisco over Amarillo. Three balls, one strike. Runner goes, 3-1 pitch, fouled back. Cardinals doing some running with Chandler Redmond. Well, of course, the 12 runs at Hodgetown, that's no surprise. That ballpark, of course, gives up such things often. But Amarillo, no runs on five hits. And San Antonio is also leading. 3-2. Hard hit ball, left side, base hit between third and short. So 2-1 and nobody down. Nunez sharply hit single. And that'll bring up Matt Kopierniak. Well, Matt was the late addition to the lineup. And he has doubled and walked with the bases loaded. He's 1-for-2 with a double, a walk, and a ribby. Wichita's game, I thought it started a bit earlier. Let me see if I can track that down. I thought that should have been in the books. And, yep, it is. Arkansas beat Wichita 5-2. Door open for Tulsa to gain a game in the north. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. And Tulsa is leading at home over Northwest Arkansas. Tulsa a 7-run third inning. They lead 9-4. Trying to get within a game and a half of the wind surge. 1-0 pitch. Charles delivers to the dirt. Ball 2-2-0. Talked with two or three different scouts about Wanderson in Amarillo during our last visit there. And last visit for the year. This is so just silly. The Hounds have made 5 road trips so far this year. 3 of them to Amarillo. Good morning, scheduling department. 2 balls, no strikes. Wanderson's 2-0 pitch. That'll get there. Good fastball. And again, he throws hard. That's 97. He just has not looked comfortable at all this year. And that is, of course, that's not technical scouting. That's just an observation. Here's the 2-ball, 1-strike pitch. Bounces up there. Good stop by JJ behind the plate. Boy, that's the dirty work that catcher has to do, pitch in the dirt, and he keeps runners from getting to second and third. But it's 3-1. And the Murphy's Law night continues with the Cardinals dominating the game and, of course, captive audience and a big one on a fireworks night. The 3-ball, 1-strike pitch, and that's fouled away, 3-2. And Wanderson has gone 3-2 to all three batters in this inning, and there's already activity in the Rockhounds bullpen. Leadoff walk, Chandler Redmond. Sharp single by Malcolm Nunez. 2-1, nobody down. 3-2 the count. The turn, stretch, and pitch. Down and in, ball 4. And the bases are loaded. And boy, folks restless and cannot blame them one iota. Here's Delvin Perez. Delvin 1-for-3. And now here comes Chris Smith, Rockhounds pitching coach, out. Delvin bounced to third baseman Brett Harris back in the second inning. That's a very routine play for most guys. Perez made it a really close play. He bounced up the middle, and Logan Davidson made an outstanding play near the bag at second. And that 270-degree spin throw to first, and boy, just got the lightning quick, Delvin Perez. And a single that drove in runs 4 and 5 of the sixth inning.
and then stole a base on top of it, his 12th in as many attempts. So in the top of the eighth, Springfield in great position to, if they haven't already, because they're pitching so well in this game, but Lincoln, who is certainly maybe slap padlock on this one. They have the bases loaded with nobody down here in the eighth inning. Delvin Perez, right-handed hitter, stands in. Tall, slender right-handed hitter is Delvin. Juanes and Charles come in set. 6'3", 200 pounds, native of Puerto Rico. It'll be down and away. Ball one, 1-0. Kaepernick at first, Nunez at second, Redmond at third, nobody down. Wanderson's pitch in the dirt. J.J. Witt blocked it. He wasn't sure where it was, but he blocked it. It was right at the plate. So two balls and no strikes. And there is activity behind Wanderson in the bullpen now. J.J. Schwartz. Now, that's interesting. Will that be a mound visit? He walked about halfway out to the mound with Wanderson. Will not constitute a visit. Two balls, no strikes. Bases loaded with nobody out. Breeze is almost gone here tonight. Just a little gentle breeze on this fireworks night. 2-0 pitch. Down low, ball three. 3-0. When you hear the patrons just kind of moaning, grumbling, whatever it is. Understandable. Three balls, no strikes, bases loaded. Wanderson's 3-0 pitch. Got there, called strike, 3-1. And again, throws 97, 98. But the command has just not been there for Wanderson all season. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, Perez took a rip, comes up empty. And that again, a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. One of the scouts I mentioned, talking to him in Amarillo, I'm trying to think of which one was, I think, a really likable guy from the Dodgers. Here's the 3-2, nope, down low, ball four. That is the fourth run of the game, forced in on a bases-loaded walk. And boy, that'll make anybody grumpy. And here comes Bobby, and that'll be it. So Wanderson does not get a batter out in this inning. It is just amazing. Guy again, 40-man roster member. He throws hard. He was really looked like he was on his way to Oakland at one point. He missed some time due to injury last year, pitching, as we have said multiple times, he pitched only in the winter. And this is the second Rockhounds pitcher to appear in this game and not get a man out. Chester Pimentel did not either. Boy, so you want to be a relief pitcher, huh? Bases loaded again. Another bases loaded walk, and there's nobody out in the inning. So Charles will start the eighth, but does not get as much as one man out. And we'll check and see who comes in. You have to, again, wait for the crowd to break up. I think it's Michael Danielak, but a conversation going on with catcher J.J. Schwartz. Bases will be loaded, nobody out, 6-0. Cardinals on top in this game. Well, it appears tomorrow Rockhounds will bid for a series victory. Cardinals will be bidding, for a series split. So Michael Danielak on the pitch. And he will face Jonah Davis, then back to the top of the order. Bases loaded. With a run across, Wanderson Charles responsible for the three men on base. This was kind of cool. Couldn't really turn it into trivia, but I really like this on this date in history. It made for such a cool top of the all-time home run list. It was on this date, 1972, Hank Aaron passed Willie Mays, moving into second all-time. And, of course, at that time, Babe Ruth was the all-time leader, so on this date in history, before the guys who cheated got onto the board and a couple of others who didn't have been great, it was Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Willie Mays, top three
all-time in home runs. Hank Aaron hit his 649th on this date, the great Hammer and Hank. Babe Ruth, of course, Babe Ruth did it on what? Beverages, adult beverages and hot dogs, I guess Babe did it on. And Aaron and Mays, of course, did it the right way. And since then, of course, Barry Bonds, I know. A-Rod up there as well. Sammy Sosa. I don't know if we ever figured out exactly what Sammy did, but a whole bunch of those guys cheated, and we know it. It's Jonah Davis. Takes a called strike. Pretty impressive, though, the top 10 all-time in home runs, because even the guys who got some help pitched way up and in for Michael. One ball, one strike to Jonah Davis, left-handed hitter. The guys who, got a little artificial help, but they were still obviously tremendous hitters. I mean, we all know that. One ball and one strike. Danielak's pitch, and that just missed the outside corner. It's 2-1. Crowd will grumble a little bit. Michael makes his 18th appearance. He's 1-0 with a 6.35 ERA. 28 in the third innings, 36 base hits, 13 walks, 20 strikeouts. Tall, slender right-hander with a 2-1 pitch, and that's up high, and that's ball three. And bases are full, a single and three walks, one run in, 6-0 Springfield. The 3-1 pitch, that's high, ball, is it ball four? We have. Well, batter's still up there. Let's see what we had called here. Boy, I'm guessing a balk. Has to be. Batter's still up there. So, boy, on top of everything else, my goodness. Nunez scores on the balk. Down to third goes Kaepernick. To second is Perez. Infield in. It's still 3-1. It's 7-0. And a pitch, that's a strike, and it's 3-1. My goodness, boy, without swinging a bat, the Cardinals have scored 5 runs without swinging. And, hey, that's, of course, that's to the Cardinals' credit. I'm just saying that's just a frustrating night. It's a swing and a miss, and Danielak gets Jonah Davis. So that is the first out of the inning. And top of the order now, here is Mason Wynn. He is 2-for-4 in the game. Infield is in all the way around. Second to third with one man down. 7-0 Cardinals. First pitch swing, high fly ball, right field. That's a short porch. Not going to carry Selman to make the catch, but that's going to be enough to drive home the run. Both runners will move up. 8-0 ball game as Mason Wynn drives the ball to deep right field, just short of that short porch bullpen. So, and the score is Nunez. Advancing to third is Perez. That run goes to Juanes and Charles. Runner at third, two men down. And the batter is Justin Turner. Takes a strike 0-1. So in the eighth inning, Cardinals have scored 3 more times. 8-0 the score on Fireworks Night at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Who wrote this script? Pitch up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Justin Turner is 1-for-4. Hit the dickens out of the ball in the first inning. Nothing to show for it. Ball was handled at first base by William Simonite toward the line. He struck out twice and singled. Ground ball, right side of Bikina. Marty is there. Flip to first inning is over. But the Cardinals will add to the lead, and boy, they are in command. We are in the middle of the eighth inning. Village Car Wash score of the game now leads Springfield 8 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So
Bring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Edgar Escobar going back to work. He came on in the fifth. He'll now go into his fourth inning of work. So Escobar has been outstanding out of the bullpen. But Cardinals are in command in this ball game. It's an 8-0 game, and they have swung the bat at the Cardinals. And again, please, this is just perspective. It's not a criticism because they are getting the job done. They have earned each and every one of those runs, but only swinging the bat on three of the eight runs. There's a called strike outside corner just got there to Shane Selman, leading it off. Bottom third of the Rockhounds order in the bottom half of the eighth. Simonite and Calabuig to follow. Escobar's pitch, that'll get the outside corner at the knees, 0-2. Hounds have only four base hits. Had a chance with 2-1 and one out in the sixth inning, a leadoff single in the seventh, but nothing coming of it. A swing and a ground ball, boy, that's just foul wide of third base. Selman jumped on that pitch, but drove it just wide of the bag. Boy, it's been a tale of, boy, good and not so good in terms of pitching in this ball game. Although, again, Matt Milburn, 5 scoreless to start the game. Man, this game will keep you humble. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a foul ball. Got a tiny piece of that, did Shane? 0-2 count. Shane Selman has flown out to right field and struck out swinging in 2 trips. Scoreless going to the sixth, but the Cardinals with a 5 spot in that inning added 3 more a moment ago. Check swing, did he go? Oh, they say he did. Wow. Check swing, strike 3, but with some authority on that call, Pete Talkington said he went around and strikeout. Selman 0-for-3, couple of strikeouts. Boy, just gave a little kind of a flick of the wrist at that pitch, but it was enough to get the strike call. Let me make sure I'm giving Edgar Escobar full credit. 4 strikeouts now for Edgar. Started to say 3, but he has struck out 4 batters. So here's William Simonite, 0-for-2. Takes down, and then he bounced to second base in the third inning, lined the ball sharply his last time, but it was caught by Justin Turner. That's play, I thought, from my vantage point anyway. Turner made a very nice read on it. Backup pitch got there, called strike, and the count is 1-1. Sunday afternoon finale will wrap us up tomorrow. Here's the 1 ball, 1 strike pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, that was 96 from Escobar. And Edgar came on in the fifth. One ball and 2 strikes to count. And the 1-2 pitch, Simonite swinging a miss. And he is out on strikes. Back-to-back whips, that's 5 for Escobar. And that's 11 in the game. So Cardinals pitching has struck out 11, has not walked a batter. And boy, for the Rockhounds, it has been a story far different than that. With 9 bases on balls. A swing and a foul away after that of Chase Calabuig. Chase is 1-for-2. He has struck out and singled sharply to right center field. And talk about the Murphy's Law aspect of this game. You have a captive audience, and what they are seeing is not good. Now, baseball, you and I both know, swing and a miss, 0-2 to Chase. Look, it's a long season sport.
and you're going to have games that aren't pretty. But when you have them in front of a close-to-capacity crowd, if not capacity, oh, my goodness. Pitch bounces to the plate, and the count is 1-2. Bases empty, two down in the eighth inning. And, boy, that has been the case tonight for the Matamoscas de Medesa, a.k.a. the Rockhounds, facing the Cardenales de Springfield. Here's the 1-2 pitch, way up high, 2-2 to Chase. Edgar Escobar looking in for the sign. Two balls, two strikes, bases empty with two down in the eighth inning, and his pitch is down and in. Ball three, 3-2. Top of the order, Max Schumann would be next here in the eighth. Boy, the Rockhounds are a ball club right now with a baseball mountain to climb. Still very, very warm evening. 95-ish. Here's the 3-2, and he got him, and I think Chase knew it. Boy, threw him an off-speed pitch and just absolutely froze him. So Escobar accentuates things by striking out the side here in the last half of the eighth inning. So to the top half of the ninth inning we go. I guess the good news for the crowd, although the home team is trailing 8-0, the fireworks are getting closer. We'll go to the top of the ninth. Village Car Wash score, Cardinals 8, Rockhounds nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Top half of the ninth inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Cardinals in command. It'll be Nick Dunn who will lead it off. Nick Dunn and Pedro Páez and Chandler Redmond. You see Michael Danielak coming into his second inning of work. He came in and got the first three batters that he faced. Misses for ball one to Nick Dunn. Michael gave up one inherited runner. Delivery, and that will miss down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Or check me, two inherited runners, I should say. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Ball lofted way high in the air. Shallow left field. Logan Davidson out. Calabrese in. And Chase will squeeze that into the glove. Pop out to left field. One man down in the ninth. And here is Pedro Páez. Well, he struck out twice, sandwiched around a pair of walks. First of those was harmless. The second, not so much. That loaded the bases in the sixth. And that would be the start of, and boy, it is painful, 4 consecutive walks, the last 3 of them driving in runs. Pitch down and in for ball 1-0. Oh, man, when you look at this ball game and just the way that things have unfolded, oh, my. Off-speed pitch and a beauty from Danielak, a swinging strike. Michael gave up a sacrifice fly and one run, scoring on a balk. Right-hander with a 1-1 pitch, and that ball lined to right field. And here's Selman coming on, makes the catch of the knees. Line drive into Shane Selman's glove. Nicely handled, two men down in the inning. And the batter will be Chandler Redmond. Well, here's your night in a nutshell if you're the Rockhounds. Redmond is 0-for-1. He's up for the fifth time in this game. He is 0 for 1 with a fly ball to right field and three walks. Pitch down to the dirt for ball one. He has scored two runs. He has driven one in and is 0 for 1. They play in the pull. Left-handed hitter waits and a chopper foul wide of the bag at first base. Count is one ball and one strike. You know, I mentioned in the top 10 in all-time in home runs, and on this date, Hank Aaron passing Willie Mays. I love that. It was Ruth, Aaron, and Mays. That's my kind of list. Barry Bonds, of course, now leads the way. Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, A-Rod fourth. Swinging a tapper. Off the mound is Daniel Ek. He'll make the play, and he'll just take it to the bag himself, will Michael? And the inning's over. Well, tip of the cap to Michael Daniel Ek. He faced six, retired six. He did give up a balk, which the Hounds asked about, but he was guilty of that. A couple of inherited runners scored, but on this kind of night, it's really a very, very solid night on the mound. So we will go to the bottom half of the ninth inning, and the Rockhounds need a whole big bunch. Village Car Wash score will read the Cardinals 8 and the Rockhounds nothing.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the Buy H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Last half of the ninth inning, and of course, baseball is a game that is not, well, it is played by one clock, and I used to despise that clock. I love it now. That, of course, would be Mr. Pitch Clock. But basically, you can play as long as you can keep it going, but the Rockhounds would have to keep it going a whole big bunch here. They are down 8-0 as we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Edgar Escobar has just been outstanding in this game. Came on in the fifth inning. He's given up three base hits, but largely scattered. Pitched down and away to Max Schumann for ball one. So no runs on three hits, no walks, and six strikeouts. And now to his fifth inning of work. He fires down the middle, a called strike to Max, and it's 1-1. Max Schumann is 1-for-3. Flew out to center, struck out looking, and singled his last time up in a line drive to center field. Top of the order, bottom of the ninth. Pitch up and in. Boy, that got him. That hit him. So Max hit by a pitch. Leadoff man is on. The inning that I think you go back and look at, and it was with Escobar on the mound. Rockhounds had a pair of base hits with one out in the sixth inning. Calabuig and Schumann back-to-back. But that was right on the heels of Springfield breaking the scoreless tie with a five-run inning in the sixth. But Hounds did not get anything out of that, and boy, from there, Springfield, of course, then built the lead with three more in the eighth inning. That eighth inning, so typical of this game, three runs on one hit, no errors. There's Brett Harris, one on and nobody down. Swing and a miss, fooled him on a breaking pitch, it's 0-1. And at that top 10 list, and I'll put it away here, that top 10 home runs all time, Bonds, Aaron, Ruth, A-Rod. Albert Pujols could actually catch A-Rod before he hangs him up. Pitch a called strike. 0-2 to Brett. There's A-Rod, got a little help. Then Willie Mays and Ken Griffey Jr. How about those two back-to-back? Pujols, Mays, and Griffey. Three back-to-back-to-back. Pitch down and away, 1-2. And a guy that I always forget is on the list. That's kind of why I mentioned it. Jim Thome. Indians, White Sox. Ninth all-time. What a great, great hitter. And Sammy Sosa, again, on that list with the asterisk. Ground ball, right side handle, right on the bag for the out by Nunez. Big, high, long bouncer. So Brett Harris, 0-for-4 tonight, went 0-for-4 last night. That is is really unusual. Down to second goes Max Schumann. Here's Logan Davidson. Logan, he's 1-for-3. Struck out in the fourth, but he lined a single to center in the first and drilled a line drive that was caught, speared really, by Nunez at first base in the sixth. So Logan is 1-for-3, but has struck about well, and Schumann going to take third base. So I would guess that's defensive indifference, but he will go ahead and run. I'm guessing defensive indifference. One ball and no strikes to count. Don't think Max will get a steal on that. It's always kind of interesting when he steals third because will be a stolen base. It's really easy as the count now. And boy, I think I 2-0. Forgive me. I was trying to get a scoring, and we got that. Thank you, Steve. The pitch down and in, three balls, no strikes. If it's first base, then that's really easy and really clear, because if you're not holding the runner on, of course, with the first baseman, and the catcher makes no throw, not even a bluff, then it is defensive indifference. But stealing third is a little bit different, but Max will get a steal. So he had a caught stealing taking away on a scoring correction, not a change. Pitch a called strike to Logan, and the count is 3-1, and now gets his 17th of the year. So, boy, Max Schumann not exactly terrorizing the Texas League as he did High A a year ago, but he's 17 out of 20, and that's 85%. Three balls, one strike, pitch to Logan, up high, ball four. So Logan Davidson a walk, and that, in the ninth inning, is the first walk by a Springfield Cardinals pitcher, and of course for the Rockhounds, they have given up a bunch in this ball game. So 2-1 with one man down, and the conversation, Pedro Páez going to the mound. Springfield catcher. That's one of those conversations. Of course, we're always just guessing when we say it, but one would think just one of those, hey, come on now, we got it close enough, let's wrap this thing up and get on back out of the ballpark and come back tomorrow. 2-1 with one man down, 8-0 to score, and J.J. Schwarz, who is 1-for-3. He swings and slices one foul out of play, and we have now made the journey fully into night. Pitch black skies around us, bright lights of the ballpark shining. And still, what, 95 or so, still in the last I saw anyway, still in the heat advisory at 9:30 at night. Pitch high for a ball, that's one ball, one strike. This game just a little over 2.5 hours at this point, and I say that only because every game with nine bases on balls given up by the Rockhounds, that's time-consuming. 1-1 pitch, outside ball 2-2-1. Escobar all of a sudden struggling just a bit to find the zone. He hit Schumann to start the inning. A bounce out by Brett Harris, stolen base by Max, and now a walk to Davidson. So it's first and third with Logan at first, Max at third, and 2-1 to J.J. Takes a high strike, and it's 2-2. Kyle McCann may get another chance. Will say it with him nowhere near the plate, that he has reached base in 20 straight games, but over 3 tonight on strikes. We'll see if Kyle gets a chance. First and third, one man down, 2-2, up high, ball 3. So Escobar really for the first time in this game struggling at all since coming on in the fifth inning. Two innings for Connor Lund to open the game, no runs on a hit, couple of strikeouts. Coming off the IL, very limited, of course, in how long he would go. 3-2. Ball sent a line drive to center. Going to be right at Turner. He's got it. That will bring home Max Schumann. And the Rockhounds will break up the shutout. But on the first out, make it the second out of the ninth inning. J.J. with his ninth RBI. Max Schumann will score. So the Rockhounds, if nothing else, spoil the shutout. Line drive sharply hit by J.J. He's 1-for-3 with a ribby in the game. Now here's Kyle McCann. Now he's 0-for-3. He has struck out 3 times. Well, we just mentioned his personal string going. Boy, they shade him as close up in this camp. Boy, he ripped it foul. Got out in front of that pretty substantially. But boy, he jumped off the bat. The shortstop, Mason Wynn, is about as close to that bag as you can get. And they may start limiting that, how close, how far you can play up the middle. My goodness, isn't that enough swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. No shift, of course, in the minors, but boy, they're talking about expanding that. We'll touch on that maybe tomorrow. 0-2, two down in the ninth, so ball game hanging by a thread, and so is Kyle's streak. The 0-2 pitch, he's out on strikes, four strikeouts in the game for Kyle, so a 20-game on-base streak goes by the boards, and on that one, ball game goes into the books. Rockhounds get a run on no base hits, no errors, and one man is left on base. So, well, I'm sure they will be, but I sure am hoping that the fireworks will be really good, because these folks have sat through one that, from a Springfield standpoint, outstanding pitching, opportunistic on the offensive side, and for the Rockhounds, just not a whole bunch that you could say was really good about this one. The Cardinals now have won for the second time in this series as they defeat the Rockhounds tonight by an 8-1 count. So the Springfield Cardinals, boy, a really good job by the trio of pitchers, Connor Lund, Garrett Williams, and Edgar Escobar. A job very well done. Cardinals, one and all, gentlemen, this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Springfield Cardinals, it's 8 runs on 8 base hits. For the Rockhounds, 1 run on 4 hits, and this game was errorless and really very well played defensively. No home runs, and in fact, again, there were a total of 9 runs scored in this game, and only 3 of them was the bat involved. Oh, my goodness. That's just not pretty. 1 balk and 5 bases loaded walks in this game, I do believe. I might even be off by 1 on that, and that's a little scary if you're adding up bases loaded walks. The Cardinals with 5 runs in the 6th, they added 3 more in the 8th, and so they run away and hide. Edgar Escobar, outstanding. He went the final 5 innings for the win, came into a tie game, a scoreless game, in fact, through 5. Edgar goes 5 innings, 3 base hits, 1 run it was earned, that coming in the 9th inning, 1 walk, that coming in the 9th inning, and 7 strikeouts. The loss does go all the way back to Matt Milburn, who pitched 5 scoreless and then ran into trouble in the 6th inning with a couple of soft base hits. But after that, again, he gave up a couple of walks, one of those with the bases loaded, and that started a 5-run 6, and that was certainly the difference in this game. And so, from Momentum Bank Ballpark, our final Village Car Wash score in this one, the Springfield Cardinals, as the Cardinales de Springfield defeat the Matamoscas de Modesto, the Rockhounds, by the final score of the Village Car Wash score of 8-1.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 tons, and more. 2- and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering life every day.
Well, we're sneaking up on, what, quarter to 10 Central time, and it's 94 degrees. So, you know, we play during the afternoon on Sundays throughout the season here, and then only a couple of teams, in fact, do that. I'm trying to think who the other one is. But most of the teams move to the evening, you know, to avoid the heat. Well, it's 94 degrees at 9:45, so I don't know that you're exactly avoiding it. I get it. I mean, I do understand it, but, well, it isn't exactly like we're in the cool of the evening right now. Well, this one, we've talked about it, just the way this ball game unfolded. It was really a kind of a tale of two games, the first five innings and then really the sixth, which was, for all intents and purposes, the game. Through the first five innings, Matt Milburn had tossed scoreless ball for the Rockhounds. Connor Lund, who came off the injured list and got back into action tonight, went the first two. Garrett Williams was outstanding in this game. Doesn't figure in the decision, but, man, he was really good. Six up and six down, and he struck out four of the batters that he retired in this game. So it was scoreless as we went to the sixth inning, and it was a couple of scratch base hits. A leadoff swinging bunt started the inning. That was off the bat of Mason Wynn. Then with one out, it was Nick Dunn with just a little flare into right field, into right center. That put two men on. And from there, well, the way this whole night went, base on balls to Pedro Páez loaded him. Chandler Redmond drew a bases-loaded walk. Pitching change brought on Chester Pimentel. He walked Malcolm Nunez, then walked Matt Kupierniak. Four consecutive walks. The first of them loaded the bases, and then the next three, each driving home a run. So three bases-loaded walks in that inning. And it would actually, by the way, it would be four bases-loaded walks before the evening was over, a balk with a runner at third, and then there were actually, I guess what, four runs scored in this game, or at least three, that were actually off a swing of the bat. There were four, each team with a sac fly and a two-run single by Delvin Perez. Perez with the two-run single that capped the sixth inning, a five-run inning for the Cardinals, and that was really all she wrote. And the reason, of course, a 5-0 lead, very solid, but after Garrett Williams departed, Edgar Escobar, absolutely, he was outstanding in this game. He went five innings, three base hits, one run, that coming in the ninth, and so the shutout went away, but he walked only one, he struck out seven, and was obviously just terrific in this ball game. So now the fireworks will burst into the sky, so these folks will be rewarded for their patience. Not a fun night for the home team in this one. Speaking of which, Frisco and Amarillo, I actually clicked on the wrong score looking at our box. The Frisco Rough Riders have scored 13 runs on 17 base hits at Hodgetown and lead Amarillo 13-1. So on this night, we'll check, San Antonio was also winning. Last I saw, they are still leading 6-4, bottom of the eighth at Corpus Christi. So with Amarillo obviously about to lose, the Rockhounds have fallen here, and Corpus Christi is trailing San Antonio. This will be one of those nights when the top two teams in the South, it appears anyway, will separate themselves a little bit. We'll take a look ahead towards Sunday afternoon baseball in just a moment. And with the fireworks bursting in the night sky here in West Texas, Rockhounds Radio heads for home in just a couple of moments right after this.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke can. So make sure Jim. Jim. On the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. One, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Just checking the final numbers one more time. Numbers we gave you are correct. 8 runs on 8 hits for the Cardinals, 1 run on just 4 hits for the Rockhounds, and the game again was errorless. Boy, that number under the walk column is just way too big. The Rockhounds rocking 9 batters tonight. Springfield pitching outstanding. They walked just one, and again, that came in the 9th inning and struck out 13 batters, did the Cardinals. Boy, our attendance, just 21 people shy of 5,000 here tonight, 49-79. And even in a game with 9 bases on balls by the Rockhounds, and those kind of innings that the Hounds had with the multiple walks, those usually lead to a game much longer than this one. 2 hours and 37 minutes is our official time of the game, said the vice president of the Pitch Clock Fan Club. Tomorrow, Michael McGreevy will go to the mound for Springfield. He is an outstanding Cardinals prospect and was very good in the opener of this series. We'll check on the Hounds starter for you when we greet you tomorrow. First pitch of the game will be at 2 o'clock. We'll join you at about 1:50 here on Rockhounds Radio. And remind you that tomorrow is Family Day, as is each Sunday at the ballpark. You can pick up 5 tickets for just $25. Great family value there with a coupon from the Sunday Midland Reporter-Telegram. 8-1 is the final here tonight. The Cardinals now make this a 3-2 series. Cardinals will look for a split. Rockhounds will try to win the series outright when we greet you tomorrow. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at the ballpark, where the fireworks show continues. And, again, our final 8-1, the Cardinals win it. Until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Jackson. And goodnight, my friends from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.